a very talented group. We've known that since these guys got here in the fall. And we do have a lot of depth. It's nice to be able to have guys off the bench that can come in, and we know that they're going to produce.
Here's a swing and a line drive towards the gap in left center field. That's going to bounce and watch it roll all the way to the fence. Two runs come in, and the Mat Cardinals on top, 7-0. Carlos Vargas swings and flies this one deep to left. Left fielder backing up, looking up. See you later. A two-run bomb for the Cardinals. His first home run of the year. It comes at a good time. Touch him all, Carlos Vargas.
Now from the stretch, jumps set, kicks, fires it, breaking ball, swung on, hit sharply to the shortstop. This could be a double play ball, flips the second out there, on to first, double play, 6-4-3.
Mendel area looking for the lead on a 2-2, with two on, swinging a ground ball, it gets through the left side. Let's see if they wave him in. They will. Here comes the ball. Here comes the throw. It's cut off. Cardinals take the lead, 5-4 in the bottom of the eighth.
Swings in, the line's one, deep right field, going back as the right fielder. He'll watch it bounce off the wall. First pitch swinging, Logan Winder ends up at second base with a stand-up double.
The next pitch, and here's a swing and a line drive towards the gap in right center field. It's down for a base hit. It's going to roll to the wall. Let's watch Leaper run the bases. He rounds third. He's going to be headed for home, and he's going to score. RBI triple, Cody Heiser. Cardinals take the lead in the seventh inning.
It's time to go out to the field for some Mineral Area College Baseball on your home for the Cardinals, AM 800, KREI.
Broadcasting from the wind tunnel, that is Hal Lowry Field on campus at Mineral Area College in Park Hills. Good afternoon. I'm Glenn Johnson. I'll have the call for a Mineral Area College baseball game against the Crowder Rough Riders inside Region 16. The wind is whipping hard today, and it always is at Hal Lowry Field, but today it's really bringing it, blowing out to center field and left center field, and wind gusts up to 30 miles per hour predicted today, and I would believe that we have hit that on several occasions throughout the course of the afternoon. That's the bad news. The good news is that it is a perfect day otherwise for baseball. Barely a cloud in the sky, blue skies all around, and we're going to get this one in, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Mineral Area College coming off of a loss in the series opener last night in another broadcast on KREI, and that was in Farmington at Wilson-Rozier Park. Mineral Area lost in 11 innings. Final score was 10-4. A 6-run 11th broke it open for Crowder as they got to Brett Mann and Lane Spencer late. So Mineral Area drops to 5-4 in the region, and now 16-14 overall. Crowder moves up to fourth place in the Region 16 standings at 6-3 and 19-16 overall. Today's matchup, it'll be Chase Foyt on the hill for Mineral Area College, a left-handed pitcher, and he is 3-4 on the season. And his ERA is at 5.36. He's going up against Ben Madison for Crowder. Madison used more as a reliever this season. He'll be making his first start. He's a freshman, 0-1, but his ERA, very good, 1.50. Not a whole lot of work, though. 12 innings pitched, 5 runs allowed, 2 earned, 16 strikeouts, but that's twice as many strikeouts as walks, as he has only issued 8 free passes so far this year. We're just a few minutes away from the first pitch of the ball game, brought to you by Crown Collision Center in Farmington. So we'll take a one-minute break, and when we come back, Blake Jones, Mineral Area baseball coach, joins us. That's up next on KREI.
Hi, I'm Bryce Sechrist of the law firm of Williams & Sechrist at Park Hills. We're a local firm, and our attorneys grew up in the area, and we know our clients. We represent clients in many types of law, from family, criminal, bankruptcy, to estate planning. Whatever your legal need, call us at 431-5592. Our firm is a proud supporter of Mineral Area College Athletics.
Call the law firm of Williams & Sechrist in Park Hills for all your legal needs. Remember, the choice of an attorney is an important one and should not be based solely on advertising.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston. Look out! Here comes the throat roll! They have what you like. From a Lambert's double burger to a pulled pork sandwich to golden fried frog legs, and let's not forget about all the white beans a body can stand. Extras and pass-arounds. Well, you're sure to find something you like. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you smell the familiar aroma of down-home food. Oh, and look out! Here comes a throat roll. Hot, gigantic throat rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sykeston.
KREI pregame show continues with Mineral Area College baseball coach Blake Jones. Coach, Crowder today coming off that 11-inning loss last night, 10-4. Kind of a tough way to lose that one. Give us your thoughts on that one before we go on to today's game.
Yeah, it was a tough loss. We definitely battled, ended up going 11 innings, gave a big spot there in the 11th. But,
We had some opportunities to end the game and just couldn't do it, and kind of tip your cap to those guys for end up getting the win there.
You know, the offense hasn't been an issue all season long, but it was tough to, you know, scrape runs by yesterday. You know, they gave you walks and hit by pitches, and that's how you kind of scored your runs. Couldn't actually drive runs in with base hits, but that's kind of left-handed pitching, and that's how it's been for you. Who are you going to face today, and do you expect better results?
I know Ben Madison's throwing the first game for him, and he's been closing for him, so I'm not sure what to expect out of him. So we'll see, but I know he's a righty, and they're going to throw a lefty the second game. So, and we're back home on our turf. I think we're going to swing the bats well. I know a lot of guys last night were kind of complaining they weren't seeing the ball well, and definitely had a different look. I mean, we had a lot of late swings and just weren't on time, and hopefully that changes today.
I want to talk about the wind a little bit. It's really blowing like crazy today, and it always blows here at Hal Lowry Field, but today it seems like even more so. Looks like it's blowing out, though, to center, left center field. Does that play into your favor?
I don't know. I guess we'll find out, but it's going to be an interesting day for sure. But a day like today, I mean, you're never in a secure lead, or you're never out of a ball game. So it's a day that's definitely going to be important to play all the way through and see what happens.
I guess the pressure will be on Chase Boyd to keep the ball down here in game one.
Yeah, no doubt. Chase's going to have to stay down in the zone, let his defense make plays. He usually does, and he's coming off a very big game he threw last week, and he'll be ready today.
Tell me about Chase's arsenal. What he relies on?
Kind of the same way with Jeremy. He's not an overpowering guy. He's got a really good changeup and a really good curveball, locates the ball really well, and that's what makes him successful.
Crowder Rough Riders have some good bats, and they showed it yesterday. Good left-handed bats as well. It's a tough lineup.
It is, and hopefully Chase, being left-handed, will kind of keep those guys off balance and give us a chance to win a ballgame today.
And then important as well, because like you said yesterday, you want to be in one of the top four spots in the Region 16, and with their win, they moved ahead of you to number four, so it's important to get one back.
Yeah, no doubt. It's still early in the Region's, you know, region play. This is only our third week, so there's no time to panic or anything like that, but definitely want to try to get a couple wins today and get back on the right way.
All right, Coach, good luck today.
Thanks, Lachlan.
It's Mike Jones here on KREI. First pitch coming up.
Investing in a degree or certificate from Mineral Area College can pay you dividends. It's why we've been serving the surrounding community since 1922. Studies consistently show people who get an education after high school still earn a lot more in their lifetime. Show yourself you care. Invest in your education. Check MAC out at mineralarea.edu or call us at 573-431-4593, because MAC is your next step.
A good crowd on hand for a windy day for baseball at Hal Lowry Field at Mineral Area College. And here comes the first pitch of the ball game from Chase Foyt. And it's brought to you by Crown Collision Center in Farmington, Highway 67 north of Farmington, where customers bring their friends. And it's in there for a called strike as this game gets started at 12:57. Jacob Adams, the leadoff batter for the Crowder Rough Riders. Here's a swing and a tapper foul down the first base line. And we have a 0-2 count. A couple of breaking balls early there from Chase Foyt, and the count 0-2 with Turner Vaughn on deck. Turner on deck, then Vaughn, and then it would be McDonald if anybody can get aboard. Next pitch misses outside for ball number one. One ball, two strikes. Adams is the shortstop for the Crowder Rough Riders. And this pitch misses outside as well. Another breaking ball, and the count goes to two balls and two strikes. Let's give you the starting lineup and then the defense behind Chase Foyt. Jacob Adams, Trey Turner, Casey Vaughn to start things off. Kyle McDonald is the first baseman. He'll back clean up. Then it's Troy Cahill. There's called strike three, and back to the dugout goes Jacob Adams, one away here in the top of the first. Troy Cahill's batting fifth and playing third base. Kyle Blackwell bats sixth at the DH. Drew Riley batting seventh. He's in right field. Jacob Chiron, the catcher, batting eighth. And it's Elvis Peralta batting ninth as the second baseman. DH in play for Ben Madison, who will pitch but not hit here today. One out in the top of the first inning, and now it is Trey Turner, the center fielder, who stands in from the right side. Chase Foyt, the left-hander, brings it home, brings it off speed, and it floats in there for a called strike. 0-1 the count. Trey Turner bats from the right side. Crowder Rough Riders wearing the gray uniforms today. Yesterday they were in blue. Today they're wearing the gray uniforms, gray tops, gray bottoms, blue and white pinstripe, navy blue numbers with white outline and white trim. Another called strike there on an off-speed delivery, and the count is 0-2 on Trey Turner. Crowds the plate from the right side and then backs off and is called time. Cullen Stockley playing third base. It's Alex Roy, the shortstop today, behind Chase Foyt. Ryan Bouse at second. Grant Dix is again over at first base. Chase Erhan in left. Josh Haggerty in center. Hayden Strobel in right. And the catcher is Hunter Draffin, giving Logan Bax a game off. Ball one misses downstairs, one ball and two strikes, and we have reached 1 o'clock on AM 800 KREI, Farmington, Park Hills, Deloge, outfield. Shades the right-hander to pull. Here comes the two-strike pitch, and just outside for a ball. Evens us up at 2-2. Josh Haggerty, shading the right-hander to pull, playing to the left side of center field. The wind blows straight out. Here's the two-strike pitch again. Breaking ball swung on and tapped foul. Good break on Chase Foyt's curveball. And a good job getting a piece of it to stay alive, to keep the count of two balls and two strikes with Casey Vaughn on deck with one out in the top half of this first inning. 10-4, the final score in last night's contest. Game went 11 innings. It was supposed to go 9. 2-2 pitch. Fastball fouled off. Spoiled again. So far, Chase Foyt has thrown 11 pitches in the game. Foyt trying to improve his record to 3-4 and get Mineral Area College back to fourth place in the Region 16 standings. But these two teams will play twice today and one more tomorrow. So there will be more to be determined after this weekend series as to who's going to be in fourth place. Here's a swing and a line drive toward the gap in left center field on the run. Chase Erhan, but he's going to watch it go over his head and off the left field wall. Rounding first and headed to second base with a double. Sliding is Trey Turner. Crowder gets it going early here in this first inning. Well hit ball to left center field. Just crushed from Turner, and he's standing in scoring position for Casey Vaughn. A couple of RBIs in yesterday's game for Casey Vaughn. Their team leader in home runs, he has 6. And with that wind blowing out here today, look out for this guy. He's got the high socks on with the stirrups as he taps the bat head on the plate from the right side. Chase Foyt comes set, the left-hander. A long look, he'll kick and then deliver. Fastball catches the outer corner for a called strike. 0-1. McDonald on deck, he did some damage yesterday. He was one of the top hitters in the lineup for the Crowder Upriders and has been all season long. That's a good 1-2 punch in the middle of this order. Vaughn and McDonald, and really top to bottom, this Crowder Uprider team, this lineup, did really get after you. There's no weaknesses in there. 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball falls off the table, swung on and missed. Count is 0-2. Mineral Area College, 5-4, Region 16 a record. They had won 12 of 15 going into yesterday's game. Dropped that one to Crowder and trying to at least, at the very least, split with the Crowder Upriders, but having a home series, all four games at home this weekend, really you want to take 3 out of 4. Swing and a miss on a fastball, strikeout, second strikeout of the game. And down goes Casey Vaughn. And that brings up McDonald, Kyle McDonald, the first baseman. He stands in from the left side. So a left-hander versus left-hander here. Infield plays it straight away as the wind blows right at our back and into the pitcher's face. If you could get one up in the air, fly it to center field, that wind's really going to aid those fly balls, and we might see some home runs today because of it. Chase Foyt brings home the pitch. Breaking ball. It's a good one. And at the knees, called a strike. Counts 0-1. Cahill waits on deck, and it's Turner out there at second base. He had a one-out double to get in scoring position. Here's the 0-1 pitch. That's a two-seam fastball that breaks in for a called strike. Good pitcher's pitch right there, painting the outside corner, and the count's 0-2. Two down in the top half of the first inning. Chase Foyt trying to keep this game scoreless. He comes set, takes a look back to second base, and he'll step off and force Turner to walk on back to second. It's just a constant gust of wind blowing straight out to center field. It's got that American flag moving beyond the 380-foot sign out there. Here's the breaking ball. It's going to be spoiled off to the left side. He left it up in the zone, but unable to square it up that time was McDonald. I think Chase Foyt got away with one there. 0-2. Hunter Draffin goes to the signs with Chase Foyt. Foyt comes set again, working from the stretch. Glances back to second, kicks and delivers, breaking ball just inside this time. Foyt was walking off the mound thinking he had himself a strikeout. Instead, the count runs to 1 ball and 2 strikes. They'll play 2 7-inning games today. We'll have the broadcast of the first one here on KREI. The next two games in the series will not be broadcast. The series wraps up tomorrow afternoon back here at Hal Lowry Field. One ball, two strikes. Here's the kick and the delivery, and that one's in there for called strike three. It's that breaking two-seam fastball again. That rings him up, and Chase Voigt strikes out the side. One hit, but one left on for the Crowder Rough Riders. We played a half inning. No score from Hal Lowry Field, and we're back in a minute on AM 800 KREI.
If you're planning to build or buy a new home, or perhaps remodel your existing home, you face many decisions, not the least of which is selecting the right lender. Whether you need a fixed rate or adjustable rate mortgage, a construction or home improvement loan, by choosing New Era Bank, you will be assured you made a great decision. For quality service, low rates, and loan service locally, make that decision today. Call or stop by New Era Bank. You'll be glad you did. New Era Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Accidents happen, even to the best drivers. When you need a repair, call Crown Collision. They're a preferred provider with many insurance companies. They handle your rental, and if a rental's unavailable, they'll arrange for a loaner car. Fill out the paperwork, do your repair quickly, and detail your vehicle so it looks new. It's simple. Just hand them the keys.
This is Ron Akers. Accidents do happen, and when it happens to you, Crown Collision is a great place to start. Crown Collision, it's your vehicle and your choice. Just hand us the keys.
No score as we enter the bottom of the first inning. AM 800 KREI, your home for Mineral Area College baseball. And Ben Madison is on the hill making his first start of the season. 12 innings of work in relief this year and his ERA at 1.50. He'll warm up and we'll tell you about the Mineral Area College starting lineup today. Chase Erhan leads it off. He's in left field. Logan Bax is the designated hitter. He'll bat second. He'll get the game off catching, though, today. Ryan Bouse bats third. He's the second baseman. Josh Haggerty cleans it up as the center fielder. Grant Dix bats fifth and plays first base. Hayden Strobel's in right, hitting in the sixth spot. Cullen Stockley bats seventh at third base. Alex Roy is the shortstop today, batting eighth. And Hunter Draffin is the catcher in batting ninth. DH in play for Chase Voigt, who is not in the hitting lineup. The defense behind Madison, Cahill at third, Adams at short, Peralta at second, McDonald at first, Riley in right, Turner in center, Vaughn in left, Sharon behind the plate doing the catching, the exact same defensive look as yesterday. Ben Madison's ready to go, Chase Erhan is ready to go, and here comes the first pitch, and it's downstairs for a ball. Erhan with a couple of RBIs yesterday, got his totals up to 25 on the season. The average dipped a little bit, though, to 304. 15 walks, 17 strikeouts, 32 total base hits. Has eight doubles, a triple, and four home runs. The home runs leads the team. Ball two misses upstairs to Chase Erhan. 2-0. The only RBI yesterday that came off of a base hit for Mineral Area was off the bat of Chase Erhan. Fastball in there for a called strike, 2-1. That gave Mineral Area a brief lead in the third inning, 1-0, before Crowder scored four unanswered to make it 4-1. Mineral Area rallied with a three-run seventh, tied it up at four. And then it was zeros from there. Extra innings ensued before the six-run frame. Crowder broke through against Brett Mann and Lane Spencer in that 11th and won it 10-4. Ball three upstairs. The count 3-1. Here's the next to Chase Erhan. He's swinging away, and he taps it foul. And that probably stung a little bit. He fouled it off of his foot. We'll take a walk around the plate and get ready to go for the 3-2 offering from Ben Madison. Erhan backs and bounced this inning, hoping Haggerty can come to the plate with somebody on this inning as well. Al Lowry Field, 330 out to left, 375 to left center, 380 to dead center field. Swing and a miss on a good pitch, down and in. Sinking action on that, swinging over the top of it. Chase Erhan goes down swinging for the 18th time this season. 380 to dead center, that's the deepest part of the yard here at Hal Lowry. 345 to right center, the short porch is 300 out to right field. That's going to help a left-handed batter like Logan Bax, who stands at the dish right now, designated hitter. Ball one misses low and outside. Logan got one base hit yesterday, but the average did dip a little bit, going 1-for-5. His average now at 397. Here's a swing and a fly ball, left field, running over the center fielder. He can't get to it. Diving effort, couldn't make the play, and it's going to get past and all the way to the wall. Logan Bax has a one-out double here in the bottom of the first. I think there might have been some miscommunication as to who was going to go for that ball, center fielder or left fielder. Neither one of them caught it. It wasn't hit all that deep, but right between both of them. And the dive and catch couldn't be made, so Logan Bax standing at second for Ryan Bouse. Ryan's average at 444 now on the season, 31 runs batted in, went 1-for-5 in yesterday's game. Cuba, Missouri product, when I say he's from Cuba. Don't want to have a misunderstanding. He didn't come
from the country of Cuba. He came from the city of Cuba, the town of Cuba. Swing and a miss. Cuba Wildcat. He swings over the top of one there, and the count's 0-1. Good sinking action on this delivery from Ben Madison. It's gotten a couple of batters to swing over the top when it just falls off. Defense, Cahill at third base, playing at normal depth. The rest of the infield doing the same with the runner at second. Here's a swing and a shot into left field. That is down the line, and it's down for a base hit. Logan Bax rounds third, and he'll trot on in. It's an RBI base hit. Call it an RBI double as Ryan Bouse walks into second base. Bouse with his 32nd RBI on the season to lead the team. Mineral Area takes an early lead in this one. Back-to-back doubles for Mineral Area, and maybe the bats will come back to life today. Josh Haggerty will indeed stand in this first. Haggerty's averaged at 322 now on the season. Three triples to lead the team, one home run, 26 RBIs, 11 strikeouts with a pair yesterday, but 12 walks on the season. This pitch is over but low for a ball. 1-0. Back-to-back doubles for Bax and Bouse this inning. Can Haggerty keep it going against Ben Madison? Madison trying for his first win of the season. He's 0-1. Here's a swing and a hard hit ground ball right side. Second baseman Peralta's up with it. He'll throw to first. Haggerty trying to leg it out. He cannot beat it, but it is productive as it moves Bouse over to third base. Ground out 4-3. And two down in the bottom half of the first inning. One run already in. Here comes Grant Dix. Tough day at the plate yesterday. He did have an infield hit, but went 1-for-5. He was part of a big strike-him-out, throw-him-out double play. He was on the wrong end of it. Mineral Area had gotten two aboard in the sixth with nobody out and got no runs home as the inning ended with that strikeout throwout double play. Called strike on a fastball in the outer corner. 0-1 is the count on Grant. Still, though, the offensive numbers pretty good for Dix, hitting in the five spot, 303 batting average, 27 total base hits, 15 driven in this year. He opens the stance from the right side. Here's a called strike on the outer black again, 0-2 with two down. Mineral Area out hitting Crowder early in the game, 2-1. All the base hits have been doubles today. The 0-2 pitch with two outs in the bottom of the first. Swinging a weakly hit ground ball right side, but past the second baseman. RBI base hit from Grant Dix. Mineral Area leads 2-0. Second baseman was playing up the middle there, and that one easily got through on a slow roller. Grant Dix with RBI number 16 this year as Bouse scores easily from third. A single in the right field gives Mineral Area a two-run cushion, and now it's Hayden Strobel at the plate. Hayden Strobel with an open batting stance from the right side. Cardinal right fielder today. The pitch to Hayden, breaking ball up and away, ball one. Strobel with a .315 batting average with 10 runs scored this year. Scored a couple of runs yesterday. Check on the runner. Grant Dix is back safely. 7 walks this season. Strobel going 1-for-3 yesterday. He was the only Cardinal whose average rose after yesterday's game. Here's the 1-0. Fastball in at the knees, called a strike. 1-1. Stockley on deck for Mineral Area. The Cardinals already 2 runs in here in the bottom of the first inning. Strobel squats as he digs in and then stands back up tall with the open stance from the right side. Breaking ball, it's a tight one in there for a called strike. Called strike number 2, that one at the letters. That one had Strobel flinching a little bit. Good break and good velocity from Ben Madison today. But a lot of pitches up in the zone as well. 1-2. Dix leads from first. There's that breaking ball, and it froze him. Called strike 3, and the inning ends, but not before Mineral Area gets 3 base hits. They strand a runner, but they score 2. Cardinals 2, Rough Riders nothing, as we move to the second in 1 minute on AM 800 KRBI.
Mow, mow, mow your yard faster than before. Mow, mow, mow your hay better than before.
More Mouse, what are you singing now?
Dirt Diva, mow, mow, mow.
Who's Mo?
Mo who? I don't know. I said Mo, like vroom vroom Mo. It's time for everybody to start thinking about mowing their yards with sweet Husser Z-Turn mowers. And in time to cut hay with Vermeer, Case H, and Woods equipment. And I've set some super sweet rock bottom prices with 0% on most of mowers and equipment.
More man, I can set even better pricing, like rock and rock bottom.
Call me today, More Man. I'll have you mowing and rolling.
Fleegs Equipment, Highway 32, St. Genevieve.
24/7fleegs.com.
Fleegs Equipment, let our family serve your family.
Mineral Area grabs a 2-0 lead over the Crowder Rough Riders, out hitting Crowder 3-1 through one inning of play, and it's Chase Boyd out for his second inning of work. He threw 20 pitches in the first inning. He'll try to limit that as he faces Troy Cahill to start it off, and then Blackwell, then Riley, 5, 6, and 7 in the Crowder order. Crowder Rough Riders ranked 17th in the preseason polls, had lost 5 of 6 games coming into yesterday's game, but won the series opener against Mineral Area and Farmington. Cardinals trying to bounce back with a pair of 7-inning wins here today. Digging in, Troy Cahill, the third baseman. Here's the pitch to him, and it's in there for a called strike. Count's 0-1. Cahill is batting 243 on the year. Called strike number two puts the count at 0-2, as Boyd's working a little bit quicker with nobody on base. But Troy Cahill does have 37 runs batted in, and that leads the team. 3 home runs. This pitch low and inside on a breaking ball, 1-2. 4 triples, 10 doubles. All the numbers look good except for the batting average, 243, kind of an all-or-nothing type of player. He's got a 1-2 count to deal with right now, facing Chase Foyt in the top of this second inning. Here's a swing and a line drive into center field, and it's down. Dropping in front of Josh Haggerty and taking a couple of hops, it'll be a leadoff single in the top of the second. Bringing up Blackwell, the designated hitter. Nice day for Blackwell at the plate yesterday. Kyle Blackwell playing in just his 7th game of the season. The batting average, 429. 3 RBIs, 3 doubles on the season. Left-handed hitting DH. Another lefty versus lefty matchup. Off-speed pitch floats in for called strike at the letters, 0-1. Leadoff man aboard for Crowder. First time either team has gotten their leadoff man aboard today. It's early, top of the second. Cardinals lead 2-0. Blackwell represents the tying run. And Chase Boyd, with a high leg kick, delivers an off-speed again, and it's in there for a called strike. A beauty, 0-2. Well, Blake Jones said in pregame that Chase Boyd's not a guy that's going to overpower you, but he can hit his spots, and he's got a good breaking ball. That's what we've seen so far. Good off-speed delivery, good breaking ball on the fastball, just enough to where he can change up off of that, change speeds. 0-2 the count with a runner on first base. Nobody down. Top of the second, Blackwell at the plate. This one's in at the knees, called strike 3. 3 pitches, and down goes Kyle Blackwell. Drew Riley will stand in with Cahill aboard over at first. Grant Dix holding him on. Roy and Bouse. Double play, depth up the middle. Right-handed hitter Drew Riley with a couple of base hits yesterday. Looks on to his first base coach for the sign as he opens his stance, standing tall in the right-handed batter's box. Upright batting stance. Instead of a pitch, we'll see a check on the runner, but back without a slide or a tag is Cahill. Drew Riley, a freshman, hitting just 200 on the year. Got the batting average up just a bit with those couple of base hits yesterday. 8 RBIs on the season. This pitch to him's off speed, but he waits on it and delivers it into center field for a base hit. Cahill was on his horse, and he's going to end up at third base, running all the way on that. Good piece of hitting right back through the box from Drew Riley, and runners will be on the corners. Good job waiting on the off-speed delivery. Sometimes that's tough to do, especially when you're used to the harder throwing guys. But he stayed back on that one and just ripped it into center field. Cahill at third, Riley at first. Crowder threatens in the top of the second inning. Chase Foyt could use a double play ball with Jacob Chiron, the catcher, at the plate right now. Chiron hitting 314. He's prone to a strikeout, 22 strikeouts on the year, does have 6 RBIs, couple of home runs for the Rough Rider catcher. The pitch to him, check swing, and it just missed on the outer, off the outer, black ball 1. 1-0. Roy and Bouse shorten up for that potential double play up the middle as Mineral Area holds to a 2-0 lead in the top half of the second inning. Another check on the runner at first, back safely without a slide, Riley. 8th spot in the order for the Crowder Rough Riders this inning. And the 4th Crowder Rough Rider to come to bat in the top of the second. Here's a pitch that's left up but swung underneath of and missed. Counts 1-1. Thinks Huron would like to have that one back. That was a pitch that looked like he could handle. Just couldn't quite catch up. That time it was the fastball from Chase Boyd. One ball, one strike, one down with runners on the corners. Brings the breaking ball home that time, and it catches the outer corner to the right-hander, 1-2. Strikeout would be nice here. Double play would be the best, but the next best thing, the strikeout, and then bring up Peralta, who had a home run yesterday, going the opposite way over at Wilson-Rosier Park. One ball, two strike count. Chase Foyt kicks and delivers it home. Swing and a miss and a strikeout. Runners stay put on the corners. Big time strikeout there from Chase Foyt. Foyt's done a good job with his strikeouts today. That's already number five for Chase. Three hits allowed through 1 2/3 and hasn't yet allowed a run. Foyt with 32 strikeouts on the year. Now up to 37 with his five today. So it's going to be up to Elvis Peralta, the second baseman who went yard yesterday. Left-hander. Facing the left-handed Foyt. Breaking ball outside for ball one, 1-0. Elvis Peralta, another guy who hadn't played a whole lot early in the season, but maybe has earned some playing time with that performance yesterday, playing in his 11th game of the year, average up to 296. Another breaker downstairs, good block by Draffin, who comes to Mineral Area College out of Northwest High School in Cedar Hill. 2-0 the count on Peralta. And although Peralta had the good day yesterday, I think this is the guy you want to face right now rather than having the order turn back over to Adams with the bases loaded. Focus on getting Peralta out. Don't let Adams come up with anybody on. This pitch is going to sail downstairs, though, for ball number three. Adams, the shortstop and leadoff hitter, waiting on deck. As Crowder's trying to break through here in the top of the second, trailing Mineral Area College 2-0. The 3-0 delivery from Chase Foyt, and that's grooved in there at the knees for a called strike on a fastball, 3-1. Boyd's still got some work to do to battle back here. He's rubbing his fingertips a little bit like maybe a blister starting to develop. Don't know if that's the case or not. He's ready to go on 3-1, kicks and delivers it, and this one goes around the zone for ball number four, and the bases will be loaded. And that is the first walk of the day issued by Chase Boyd. So it puts Cahill at third, Riley at second, Peralta at first base, and back to the top of the order we go. Jacob Adams 0-1. The shortstop struck out swinging his last time up. Another left-hander versus left-hander matchup. Foyt, high leg kick, brings home the pitch. And at the knees, called strike again, 0-1. Good tailing action on that two-seam fastball from Chase Foyt. Breaks in toward the left-hander and away from the right-hander. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball swung on, grounded up the middle to the second baseman. That's playable for Bouse. He fields, throws to first. He got him. And Crowder strands three base runners and cannot plate any runs in the top half of that second inning. They had first and third, one out, couldn't get anybody home. Mineral Area hold the 2-0 lead as we move to the bottom of the second and 60 seconds from Hal Lowry Field. It's Mac Baseball on KRBI.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASC and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
Hi, I'm Bryce Sechrist of the law firm of Williams & Sechrist at Park Hills. We're a local firm, and our attorneys grew up in the area, and we know our clients. We represent clients in many types of law, from family, criminal, bankruptcy, to estate planning. Whatever your legal need, call us at 431-5592. Our firm is a proud supporter of Mineral Area College Athletics.
Call the law firm of Williams & Sechrist in Park Hills for all your legal needs. Remember, the choice of an attorney is an important one and should not be based solely on advertising.
Three hits aside in this one, but Mineral Area holds the 2-0 lead. Crowder left the bases loaded in the top half of that second. Mineral Area, let's see if they make them pay here with the bottom of the order due up. Stockley, Roy, and Draffin due up to face Ben Madison in the bottom half of the second. Cardinal Baseball on AM 800 KREI, brought to you by Fleegs Equipment of St. Genevieve, Lambert's Cafe of Sykeston, and Mineral Area College in Park Hills, along with Crown Collision Center. Farmington foul ball on the first pitch of the bottom of the second from Cullen Stockley, and the count's 0-1 on pitch number 20 from Ben Madison this afternoon. Madison comes set and brings home the next. And that one has him flinching, backing off, but it's a called strike. 0-2. Kellen Stockley has been getting the start at third base as of late for the Cardinals. Swings and misses here, strikes out, but the ball gets away from the catcher. He has to retreat on it, throw down to first base, and not in time. It's a strikeout and reaching safely on the throw down to first base. I think the throw was low and pulled the first baseman off the bag. And that'll be a safe on first base with a wild pitch. And Stockley reaches to start the bottom of the second inning. And standing in, Alex Roy did not get in yesterday's game. He's playing shortstop today for Mineral Area. Tim Fox gets the game off. Called strike on the first pitch and at the knees, and the count's 0-1. Roy wears number 10 on the back of the white jersey. By the way, I don't know if I mentioned it, but Mineral Area is wearing the white home uniforms, white jerseys, white pants, red numbers in letters. Check on the runner, snap tag, almost got him. Colin Stockley able to slide back in safely. Eight-hole hitter Roy at the plate right now with a .250 batting average on the season, eight RBIs, six walks, seven strikeouts, a couple of extra base hits, both of them doubles, swings and misses at a high fastball. He climbed the ladder to go after that, 0-2. Mineral Area, two runs on three hits in the game. Ben Madison from the stretch now. Goes through the signs with his catcher, then brings it home, and it falls off the table again. Swing and a miss, strikeout. And three pitches, and Alex Roy is retired. Hunter Draft and the catcher stands in. Hunter wears number six, and again comes out of Northwest High School, Cedar Hill. He's a right-hander. Playing in his 12th game of the season, a .345 average and limited opportunities with eight RBIs, one walk, and three strikeouts. They'll check the runner back to first base again. Kyle McDonald holding Stockley on. Force out at second base. Double play would end the inning here in the bottom of the second. He's going to try to drop down a bunt, and Draffin drops down a beauty. The only play for the pitcher is to throw to first base as he drops it down the first base line. Sacrifice is good from Draffin. Two away in the bottom of the second, but Stockley moves into scoring position. A runner at second as we go back to the top of the order for Erhan. Sacrifice 1-3 if you're keeping track at home. Chase Erhan steps up for the second time today. He is 0-1. Left-hander versus the right-handed pitching Madison. Struck out swinging last time up. Ben Madison, a long look, then kicks and fires. Swing and a pop-up. This will stay on the infield. Who wants it? The third baseman is over, and he will make the catch. Fighting the wind, Mineral Area strands a runner at second base. 2-0, the score remains. Cardinals on top of the crowd of Rough Riders in this Region 16 matchup. First game of a doubleheader in Park Hills. The third inning comes your way in 1 minute. You're listening to Mac Baseball on KREI.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston. Look out! Here comes the throat roll! They have what you like. From a Lambert's double burger to a pulled pork sandwich to golden fried frog legs, and let's not forget about all the white beans a body can stand. Extras and pass-arounds. Well, you're sure to find something you like. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you smell the familiar aroma of down-home food. Oh, and look out! Here comes the throat roll! Hot, gigantic throat rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sykeston.
Investing in a degree or certificate from Mineral Area College can pay you dividends. It's why we've been serving the surrounding community since 1922. Studies consistently show people who get an education after high school still earn a lot more in their lifetime. Show yourself you care. Invest in your education. Check Mac out at mineralarea.edu or call us at 573-431-4593, because Mac is your next step.
Mineral Area College leads it in this one 2-0 here on AM 800 KRBI as we move to the top half of the third inning, 28 minutes past 1 o'clock this afternoon, and a beautiful day for baseball, windy day for baseball. However, Mineral Area getting RBIs from Ryan Bouse. He had an RBI double in that first inning. Grant Dix with a CNI RBI single that dribbled into right field. So now 32 RBIs on the year for Bouse and 16 RBIs on the year for Dix, as Mineral Area has that advantage. And they will face the middle of the order here for Crowder, 2, 3, and 4. Turner, Vaughn, and McDonald. And I said middle, really is the top half of the order. The meat of the order, though, Turner due up here. 1-for-1 today. Here's the pitch from Chase Foyt. And that one just misses downstairs. Ball number one. Trey Turner, the center fielder, last time up, he doubled into left field with a one-out base hit, but he was left stranded in that first inning. Here's the next pitch to the right-hander. That's in at the knees, called a strike. 1-1. Turner hitting 352 to start the day. 28 RBIs, now 10 doubles on the season with 5 triples and 3 home runs. 12 walks, 21 strikeouts. Called strike 2, hits the same location, inner half. And the count, 1-2. Chase Voigt kicks and delivers the next, and it hits the batter. And a leadoff batter aboard for the second inning in a row for the Crowder Rough Riders. Breaking ball got away from Chase Voigt. Looked like it hit Trey Turner on the knee, but he seems to be fine. Down at first base for Casey Vaughn. Casey Vaughn 0-1 today. He would strike out swinging, facing Voigt in that first. Team leader in home runs, digs himself a trench in the right-handed batter's box. Voigt wants the double play. Checks his defense. First base coach just giving a look at Trey Turner there, making sure he's okay after being hit by the pitch. He's kind of working his left leg a little bit, trying to get the blood flowing because it wasn't a hard thrown ball, not a whole lot of velocity on it, but it's where it hit him. It hit him right there on that kneecap. But he's all right. He takes his leap from first base. And Casey Vaughn is ready to go. The pitch from Chase Voigt up high for a ball. 1-0. Chase has been a little bit of a victim of tough luck this season. His record at 3-4. But he'd like to get his ERA down to 5.36 entering today. 37 runs, 26 of those earned. Here's a wild pitch that gets back to the screen and heading to second base on that, Trey Turner. Ball number 2 missing up high and away. Now a runner in scoring position, nobody out in the top of the third. Casey Vaughn, McDonald, 3-4, the two most dangerous hitters in the order. Going to be up with a chance at driving in a run. Here's another one that's downstairs. Good block by Draffin, but it's ball number 3, 3-0. Chase Voigt, 2 innings of work, 3 hits, just the 1 walk, 5 strikeouts, but he's also hit a batter. And that's Turner, who stands at second base. 3 balls, no strike count. And here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. 3-1. They gave Casey Vaughn the green light there. He came up empty. Off speed. He was expecting the fastball to be grooved in there for the strike just to get on the board. Chase Voigt pulled the string on him that time. Voigt's approaching 50 pitches in the game. Here comes the 3-1 offering. And that one just caught the zone. And we'll do it again. Casey Vaughn looking for his first base hit of the day. Chase Voigt comes set. Long look. Brings home the delivery. Here's a swing and a fly ball. This one toward left field. Left fielder's drifting back, and he's going to watch it fly. It's a 2-run blast from Casey Vaughn. His team-leading 7th home run of the season. And Crowder has just tied this game up. Boy, that got out of here in a hurry, too. Once it got up in the jet stream, there was no doubt it was going to go. And Casey Vaughn makes it 2-2 in the top of the third inning. Turner comes in to score. Vaughn comes in to score. It's a new ball game. Still nobody down. Chase Voigt's going to get a new baseball as here comes Kyle McDonald. So Vaughn now with 7 home runs and 29 RBIs on the year. Got a hold of that one. Chase Voigt kicks and delivers to the left-hander McDonald. Breaking ball in there for a called strike, 0-1. Voigt gives up his 4th base hit of the day. He kicks and fires another one. This one just misses outside. 1-1. Region 16 action going to be in full swing all day long today. Maple Woods is taking on St. Louis Community College in Kansas City. It's a battle of 2 of the top teams in the region. Foul ball off to the left side. Keeps the count at 1-2. Jefferson College is at Three Rivers this weekend. They're playing a pair of games today. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Off speed, swung on and grounded to the second baseman. Bounce up with it, throws to first. There was the first out of the top of the third inning. Off speed, and he was reaching for it. Just rolled it over to second base. Then you've got North Central and St. Charles. They're the bottom 2 teams in the region right now. They're playing at North Central this weekend for a pair of games. And then, of course, you got the Crowder Rough Riders and Mineral Area College Cardinals doing battle in Park Hills for the rest of the weekend. Region 16 play across the board, and everybody's looking up at Maple Woods right now, 6-2 in the region. Breaking ball misses outside to Troy Cahill, 1-0 with one down on the top of the third. In case you missed it, Crowder has tied the game this inning with a Casey Vaughn two-run home run to left field. The 1-0 pitch just on the outer black, called a strike, 1-1. So Maple Woods is in first place at 6-2 in the region. Jeffco and St. Louis tied for second at 5-2. And Crowder 6-3. Then you got Mineral Area College at 5-4. Here's a swing and a foul ball back to the screen. Jeffco and St. Louis ahead of Crowder in the loss column, but trail in the win column. Crowder has played 9 games to Jeffco and St. Louis's 7. Jeffco and St. Louis have a game against each other that they still need to continue. It was a high-scoring game. I want to say it was 11-10 when they called it earlier in the season due to rain. So they have to play that one out still. That's why they've played fewer games than everybody else inside the region. 2 balls, 2 strikes, and this pitch misses just low downstairs, and the count runs full at 3-2. Well, Chase Boyd's up to 18 pitches in the inning, approaching 60 pitches for the game. He's already given up a 2-run shot here in the top of the third. One away. Troy Cahill's 1-for-1 on the afternoon. This one is swung on, foul tipped into the glove of Draft, and it's a strikeout. Second out of the top of the third. And for Chase Voigt, 6 strikeouts in the game. Kyle Blackwell, 0-for-1. Designated hitter, stands in from the left side, struck out looking. He's one of those 6 strikeout victims. The top 4 teams inside Region 16, when it's all said and done, will host in the Region 16 tournament. Here's a swing and a fly ball toward the gap in right center field, and it's down. It's rolling toward the wall. Rounding first, heading to second is Kyle Blackwell, and he's going to stand up for a 2-out double. So Crowder, trying to make some noise with 2 down in the inning, already having tied the game. But say the season would end with the top 4 teams right now, Maplewood, Jeffco, St. Louis, Crowder. Those teams would all host in the Region 16 tournament, and they would host the bottom teams, and they'd play the best 2 out of 3 series, and the winners of those series would all advance to the Region 16 tournament, where it goes bracket play. And you start in the semifinals, play it out from there. Drew Riley stands in, swings and misses at a fastball that was outside. He reached for it, the count's 0-1. Crowder has a chance to take the lead here in the top of the third. There's the kick and the fire and a foul ball off to the right side, and now Chase Boyd's 1 strike away from sending us to the bottom of the fourth, trying to keep it a tie game. So if the season ended today, Maple Woods would hold St. Charles. North Central would either play Jeffco or St. Louis, and then Three Rivers would either play one of those 2 teams, and then Crowder would host Mineral Area College. Here's the 0-2 pitch with 2 down. Off speed, swung on and lined into left center field, down for a base hit. They're going to wave home Blackwell. Crowder has just taken the lead. It's 3-2 in the top of the third. Another great job by Drew Riley to wait on the off speed pitch and deposit it into left center field. The RBI base hits puts Crowder out in front. 3 runs in this inning. Drew Riley's 2-for-2. And Jacob Charron, the catcher, 0-for-1 today, digs in from the right side. Tough inning for Chase Voigt. Fastball is delivered upstairs. Check swing. He did not go around the appeal down to second base. Second base umpire says no. 1-0 of the count. Inning started with Trey Turner being hit by a pitch. He took second on a wild pitch, and then homer from Vaughn into left field tied the game. McDonald would ground out. Cahill struck out before Blackwell doubled. Riley singled, driving in Blackwell. Here's an inside-out foul off to the right side. 1-1. And that's where we stand right now. Riley standing over at first base, and Jacob Charron at the plate with Crowder on top for the first time. 3-2, a 3 spot in the third inning. 1 ball, 1 strike, 2 outs. Dix continues to hold the runner on over at first. Good pitch, in at the knees, called a strike. Runner going from first. Here's the throw down to second base. Not there in time. Not a great jump by Riley, but Draffin didn't realize he was going. And it was a bang-bang play, but Riley just beat it out for the steal. The count is 1-2 after the called strike. Riley in scoring position for Jacob Charron. Standing in from the right side. Riley with his 5th stolen base of the season just then. Breaking ball downstairs. Good idea to try to get him to chase, but he held up. 2 balls, 2 strikes. And now Chase Boyd's up to 27 pitches this inning. 66 pitches in the game. And the count evened up. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, top of the third. Jacob Chiron trying to extend the Crowder lead, but he swings and misses. Seventh strikeout of the game for Chase Foyt, but the damage is done. It took Foyt 28 pitches to get through it. Three runs on three hits, and Mineral Area trails. They'll try to get one of those runs back when we come back in 60 seconds. In the bottom of the third, 3-2 Crowder on AM 800 KRAI.
If you are planning to build or buy a new home, or perhaps remodel your existing home, you face many decisions, not the least of which is selecting the right lender. Whether you need a fixed rate or adjustable rate mortgage, a construction or home improvement loan, by choosing New Era Bank, you will be assured you made a great decision. For quality service, low rates, and loan service locally, make that decision today. Call or stop by New Era Bank. You'll be glad you did. New Era Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Accidents happen, even to the best drivers. When you need a repair, call Crown Collision. They're a preferred provider with many insurance companies. They handle your rental, and if a rental's unavailable, they'll arrange for a loaner car. Fill out the paperwork, do your repair quickly, and detail your vehicle so it looks new. It's simple. Just hand them the keys.
This is Ron Akers. Accidents do happen, and when it happens to you, Crown Collision is a great place to start. Crown Collision, it's your vehicle and your choice. Just hand us the keys.
Well, a tough third inning for Mineral Area College, and Chase Foyt now sees the Cardinals trailing 3-2. Now in the bottom of the third, and Mineral Area bats with 2, 3, and 4 in the order. Backs, Bouse, and then Haggerty. Ben Madison out to start his third inning of work. He's thrown 27 pitches so far. Chase Foyt threw 28 pitches in that top half of the third. Logan Backs is 1-for-1 today. He doubled into left center field his last time up. Logan Backs in that double, it was his fifth of the season. He's got his average back over 400 now. This pitch goes a little bit outside and back to the backstop, 1-0. Bouse with an RBI today. He's on deck. RBI double. And Grant Dix would bat if somebody could get on this inning. Here's one that's left up in the zone but swung through and missed from Logan Backs in the count to 1-1. It was a fastball that Backs couldn't catch up to. Here's the next. Another fastball, but too high this time to be called a strike. So instead, it'll be called a ball. Two balls, one strike. Crowder has stranded four. Mineral Area has stranded two in the game. The 2-1 pitch to the left-handed hitting back. Swung on, lifted high in the air. Left center field. Center fielder drifting back. It's to the wall, and it goes off the top of the wall. The wind aided that one and backed on his way to second base, and it's a stand-up double, his second of the game. That wind is tough for these outfielders today. Any other day, that's a can of corn fly out to medium left center field. It carried it all the way to the wall. So Logan Back stands on second, a chance for Mineral Area College to get at least a run back here. Here comes Ryan Bouse. 32 RBIs now on the season to lead the way for Mineral Area. A batting average around 450 now as he started the day at 444. Logan Backs out at second. Ben Madison now working from the stretch. Mineral Area trails by one. Open batting stance for Bouse. Long look for Madison. Kicks and delivers, and it misses outside. A backhanded snag from the catcher, Chiron. The count 1-0. A game approaching 1 hour. We started at 12:57 this afternoon, 3 minutes ahead of schedule. Madison behind in the count 1-0, brings home the next, and that one just catches the outer corner, called a strike, 1-1. Logan Winder going to get the start in game two here today, and then likely it would be Brett Mann coming back and getting the start for Sunday's game. Here's the 1-1 to Bouse, breaking ball, that went around the plate, ball two, two balls and one strike. Logan Backs, a leadoff double this inning. He hit it up high in the air, and it just drifted and carried off the left center field wall, nearly left the yard. 2-1 pitch, downstairs and outside for ball number three, 3-1. Good for the Cardinals to come right back after yielding three runs in that third inning and just get something on the board here. Bouse is the guy to do it. He's been doing it all season long. He had a good year last year. He's having a great year this year. He keeps it up. I don't think there'll be any doubt he'll be an all-region 16 player. With these type of numbers, and I know it's too early to really say this, but I'll say it, if he keeps up with these types of numbers, hitting in the mid-400s, If he can hit a few more home runs, keep driving in runs at this rate, he might be considered for All-American. Maybe not first team, but second or third team. Swinging a ground ball, hard hit to the third baseman. Nice backhanded snag by the third baseman, and they're going to get back to a rundown between second and third. They'll eventually get him. Ryan Bowe's going to try to stretch it and slide into second base, and he will. That's a fielder's choice put out, but Bowe, with some heads-up base running, at least keeps a runner at second base for Mineralary College. They nearly got him, but he slid underneath the tag. Tough play, tough base running play for Logan Bax, though, as Adams eventually tagged him out. It was a great play by Cahill to stop that one because Bax thought it was going to get by him. But he lunged toward the third base bag, backhanded it, got up, and threw out Bax eventually after they got him in the rundown. Bowse onto second base. One away in the bottom of the third. Standing up there now is Josh Haggerty. He swings and pops this one up. Shallow left field. Shortstop's going back. He'll be called off by the left fielder who can't handle it, and it's that wind again. Haggerty's going to stand on first base, and Bowse moves on down to third. That time it's an error. That ball hit the glove of Casey Vaughn. Tough day to play outfield, though. Runners will be at the corners. Bowles at third, Haggerty at first, and Grant Dix at the plate. Already one RBI today. Mineralaria still trails 3-2. Dix just needs to avoid hitting into a double play right now. It's been an odd inning for the Crowder Rough Rider defense. Here's the pitch from Ben Madison. Swinging a fly ball, right side, foul territory. First baseman going to give it a look. McDonald is over but cannot make the play. It stayed in play but out of the reach of the first baseman who was on a dead sprint running straight back. 0-1 on Dix. Last time up for Dix, he knocked a single through the right side of the infield and got it through for an RBI base hit. His 16th RBI of the year. Bowles has hit into a fielder's choice. He's over at third. Haggerty reached on an error by the left fielder. Here's the 0-1 pitch. A slow breaker there called a ball. 1-1. The wind just whipping at the jerseys of these players out there, especially the pitcher. The pitcher has got the wind blowing right in his face, and it puts pressure on the pitcher because, if you leave one up, there's a good chance it's going to get knocked out of here. That Logan Bax double, any other day, man, that's going to be an easy fly out to left center. One ball, one strike, breaking ball just inside. Didn't come back over the plate enough. 2-1. Strobel on deck. Cardinals trail 3-2. They led 2-0 after one and after two, but Crowder broke through in that third. 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss there. 2-2. Well, Grant Dix, the last thing he wants to do is hit into a double play. The next to last thing he wants to do is strike out and put all the pressure on Strobel to get a two-out base hit. Adams and Peralta have shortened up for the double play up the middle. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Bottom of the third, swing and a miss. There's that strikeout, and Ben Madison just needs one more out to get out of the inning. Dix is retired, and here's Hayden Strobel 0-1. He needs a two-out base hit to tie the game, struck out looking. Last time up facing Madison. Strobel came in batting 315. Eight RBIs on the year. Playing right field. Madison from the stretch. Shakes his catcher off once, twice, then brings home a breaking ball inside for ball one. 1-0. Tying run just 90 feet away. Hayden Strobel off the plate from the right side. Here's the pitch. Another curveball inside for a ball. 2-0. In this game, Mineralaria being out hit 6-4. Line score 3-6-1 for Crowder. And this ball is inside. Hits him on the shoulder. And Hayden Strobel is going to take first base, and the bases will be loaded. Strobel to first, Haggerty to second. Bowse at third. Three runs on six hits, one error for Crowder, two runs on four hits, no errors for Mineralaria College. And at the plate will be Cullen Stockley, 0-1 for the Cardinal third baseman, reached first base on a dropped third strike last time up. catcher Sharon wants to go out and talk to Madison. Let's thank a few sponsors while we've got a moment. We'd like to say thank you to Williams and Seacrest, attorneys at law of Park Hills, along with Mineral Area College and Park Hills, Fleegs Equipment of St. Genevieve. The next pitch to Stockley. He foul tips it. Counts 0-1. Stockley entered the game hitting 297 with six driven in. Bouse at third, Haggerty at second, Strobel at first base. The bases are loaded with two down in the bottom of the third with Mineral Area trailing by one run, 3-2. Madison kicks and delivers, and it's inside again in another curveball. He's fallen in love with the breaking ball this inning. One ball, one strike. Infield can take the easy play. Force outs all the way around the infield. Cardinals would love an extra base hit. Let these base runners run the bases, drive in a couple, maybe three runs. Called strike on the breaking ball that time. Finally got it over, 1-2. Madison needs one more strike to keep the crowd of Rough Riders out in front and send us to the fourth inning. Cohen Stockley's got to be ready to go on anything close. As the wind whips at their jerseys, here comes the pitch. A swing and a miss and a strikeout. It's dropped by the catcher, but with the bases loaded, that's going to do it. And Mineral Area squanders a perfect opportunity to tie or possibly take the lead. They'll strand three base runners. They've stranded five in the game. Crowder leads 3-2 as we move to the fourth in 1 minute on AM 800 KRBI.
Mow, mow, mow your yard faster than before. Mow, mow, mow your hay better than before.
More Mouse, what are you singing now?
Dirt Diva, mow, mow, mow.
Who's mow?
Mow who? I don't know. I said mow, like vroom, vroom, mow. It's time for everybody to start thinking about mowing their yards with sweet Husser Z-Turn mowers. And in time to cut hay with Vermeer, Case H, and Woods Equipment. And I've set some super sweet rock bottom prices with 0% on most of mowers and equipment.
More man, I can set even better pricing, like rock and rock bottom.
Call me today, more man. I'll have you mowing and rolling.
Fleegs Equipment, Highway 32, St. Genevieve.
247fleegs.com.
Fleegs Equipment, let our family serve your family.
Well, we move to the fourth inning on AM 800 KRBI, and we're happy to be joined by a former Mineral Area College coach and player as well, right?
Yeah.
Garrett Wiggins is with us. Former color commentator for me during the football season as well. And what brings you back to Mineral Area College, Garrett?
I had a weekend off. I coached baseball up at Elias in Jeff City. Had a weekend off, so thought I'd come down here and catch the Crowder series and see some good baseball.
What have you thought about this game so far?
It's kind of what to be expected. You know, Foyt's keeping Mineral Area in the game. He's going to do that too. And you know, as you can tell, the wind's blowing dead out, so fly ball is going to be hard to handle here.
First pitch of the fourth inning. It's Elvis Peralta at the plate, and he's going to take a breaking ball in there for a called strike. Missed opportunities for Mineral Area, especially that last inning. They left the bases loaded, but five stranded base runners in the game. And that was kind of an issue they were having in yesterday's game, too, leaving guys on.
Yeah, you know, and anytime you do that with any team, it's going to be tough to win ball games whenever you leave runners out there on the base.
One ball, one strike. Elvis Peralta, he went yard in yesterday's game for his first home run of the season. Opposite field shot. This ball misses outside. Two balls and one strike as Mineral Area College has lost one game to Crowder already this season and trying to at least split in the series. Here's a swing and a fly ball off to the left side. That's going to be foul. You were the pitching coach for Mineral Area, correct?
Yes, I was. Yeah.
What would you tell a pitcher on a day like today? The wind definitely not in a pitcher's favor today.
No, it's not. But, you know, Foyt's not going to be the guy to blow somebody away, so his off-speed's got to be on point to get these guys out.
Two balls, two strike pitch is going to brush him back a bit. Ball three. And the count's going to run full on Peralta. Peralta, Adams, and Turner set to bat this inning for the Crowder Rough Riders. Here comes the 3-2 payoff from Chase Foyt, and this one's downstairs for ball number four. You have some experience because last year was your last year coaching at Mineral Area College, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you know a few of these guys on the team, the sophomores. You coached these sophomores.
Yeah, I did. Yep. Coached them last year, and, you know, a lot of these guys are playing today, so it's good to see the guys and good to see the coaches and get back out here at old Hal Lowry.
Jacob Adams is the batter, 0 for 2 as the lineup is back to the top. He swings and hits it the other way. It's sinking into left center field, and it's down for a base hit in front of Josh Haggerty, and Crowder has the first two aboard here in the top of the fourth inning. First base hit of the day for Jacob Adams. He's now 1 for 3, and Trey Turner is the batter, 1 for 1. So knowing Chase Poyt a little bit, tell me about some of his arsenal. What do you think his best pitch is? Looks like he's got a good breaking ball.
Yeah, he does. I would even say his changeup is probably his best pitch.
Yeah.
He can spot up the fastball pretty much wherever he wants it, and that's huge. And if you can have a changeup off that, especially, you know, in this division we play in and everything, it's going to be deadly. And if he can find that, he'll be all right.
Crowder, I thought today, has done a pretty good job after that first inning, after they'd seen him a little bit, waiting on that changeup and driving it in for a base hit. But Turner's going to take a called strike, 0-1. Turner 1 for 1 today. He's the center fielder for Crowder. Hit by a pitch last time up, double to left field, his first at bat. Crowder leads 3-2 as we play in the top of the fourth inning, and the first two have reached in the fourth. Chase Poyt, a long look with two runners on base, swinging an opposite field line drive toward the gap in right center field, and that's down for a base hit. Peralta's going to round third. He's going to come in to score. Strobel gets it in as quickly as he can, and he is at least going to hold the batter to a single, Trey Turner, and he hobbled around first base, and it looks like he might have tweaked something there because he's in pain. Runners will be at the corners, and Crowder leads 4-2. I don't know what the injury is there, Garrett, but that looks like one of those maybe Achilles tweaks as you round first base, step on the bag wrong.
Yeah, I don't know. It's definitely his leg. I'm not sure.
You know, it's Trey Turner, and by the looks of things, his day is going to be done. He drives in a run. Peralta comes in to score from second base. Adams made it over to third base. Runners at the corners and nobody out in the top of the fourth. Crowder 4, Mineral Area College 2. 3 runs last inning, 1 run this inning for the Crowder Rough Riders as we approach 2 o'clock. And Casey Vaughn had the big 2-run home run. He was one of those returners for the Crowder Rough Riders, Garrett, a guy that you had to deal with a little bit last year. He seems to be even better this year.
Yeah, you know, it seems like, you know, Crowder's kind of like that old Alabama football kind of. once they graduate, they just reload. You know, they got guys that could swing it and obviously throw it too. And they're in contention every year to win the Region 16. And, you know, anytime you face these guys, you hope they graduate. But they seem to just fill the spots.
Trey Turner is going to hobble off the field. Looks like we'll get a substitution in there for him running at first base.
That's good to see.
Yeah. It doesn't look as serious as it initially looked because he was able to get up and kind of limp off the field. So we'll see a new runner over there as Mineral Area still looking for the first out of this top of the fourth inning. You had some pretty good battles with the Crowder Rough Riders. The Region 16 tournament 2 years ago were some of my favorites. You beat them once, and then they came back out of the loser's bracket and beat you twice in the championship.
I still have nightmares about that. You know, it was good for us, though, to be in that position to, you know, hopefully win a Region 16 championship, something we haven't done here. You know, and it's weird how from year to year you can change, because last year I think we beat them 5 out of 6 times.
Right.
So,
and ended their season, right?
Yeah, we knocked them out of the tournament, but, you know, our season got cut short after that, but, you know, it's a battle. You know, it used to kind of be one-sided there for a while, but, you know, Coach Jones and Coach Overman done a good job getting guys in here that can play and compete.
Casey Vaughn at the plate right now. By the way, Drew Formby is the new runner over at first base. 4-2, Crowder has scored 4 unanswered runs to take a lead over Mineral Area College. Called strike, and at the knees there, 0-1 in the top of this fourth inning. Now, Chase Poyt, 77 pitches into the game. He really had to labor last inning, Garrett, threw 28 pitches in that last frame.
Yeah, he did. He's kind of lost command, and he's actually thrown some good pitches that they've been able to hit and get it out in the outfield.
0-1 pitch in there for a strike again for strike number 2. 0-2. It'd be big if you get a strikeout here. Then you could maybe work on that double play and kind of limit the damage.
Yeah, that would be nice. That's hopefully what Poyt's aiming for. He's got a good defense behind him. Just needs to use him.
0-2 count. And here it comes from Chase. Swung on, popped up, foul. That'll get behind us and out of play. Good job spoiling that pitch. And, you know, I agree with you. For the most part, I think Chase has hit his spots that he's 1-2. Crowder's just been ready with the bats today, and they typically have a pretty good lineup. It's hard to get him out 1-9.
Right, yep.
No balls, 2 strikes, nobody down. And here's the next from Chase Poyt after another long look. It's downstairs. Good block by Draffin, but he wouldn't chase after it. 1 ball, 2 strikes. How nice is it as a pitcher to have a catcher that you can rely on behind the plate, knowing that you pretty much have all your options available to you?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. It does a lot for your psyche, that's for sure. You throw any pitch and have confidence that it's going to stay stay in front of the catcher at the least.
One ball, two strike count, and the pitch is swung on, foul tipped off of the catcher's mask of Draffin, and we'll do it again. It stays at one ball and two strikes. Mineral Area, and you were a part of the recruiting process, it seems like every year was a great defensive catcher. And this year, Logan Bax is kind of the guy, but Hunter Draffin was a guy that I think you guys are pretty happy about too. The 1-2 swung on, ground down to third baseline, backhanded. It stayed fair, so he's going to come home with it. Let's see if they get him in the rundown. No, they cannot. Everybody's going to be safe. Sliding back in at third base was Adams. That ball somehow stayed fair, and the bases will be loaded, and a tough inning continues for Mineral Area.
Yeah, it's just a tough play right there. Not really knowing what the runner's going to do. You got to go home to keep that run from scoring, but he didn't get down the line far enough. But, you know, nobody scores there. You got bases loaded. You got to force it in any bag, so not the worst thing that could have happened.
Fielder's choice, but unable to retire anybody on the fielder's choice. So Vaughn's safe at first, Formby at second. Adams is at third base, still nobody down. And the batter's going to be Kyle McDonald, 0-2, but he did some damage in yesterday's game. Lefty versus lefty, this pitch downstairs for a ball.
You know what you said about catchers. You know, it's kind of something we pride ourselves with here, finding good catchers that, you know, if they hit, that's just a bonus. We want somebody defensively that's going to save us runs. And, you know, it started a couple years ago with Connor DeVault being real solid back there and just kind of grown from there.
The 1-0 pitch, breaking ball in there for a called strike, evens things up, 1-1. And the thing about Logan Bax is this year he's hitting. You know, he's up over 400 now with that last double in that last frame. So the offense has been there for Logan Bax, and he even got moved up in the lineup to the two spot.
Right, and that's something he's worked on a lot, I know. Logan being from Blair Oaks, pretty close to where I live right now, and knowing his family well, and that's a kid that's worked his butt off to try to, you know, he knows he's pretty good behind the plate, but he wants to produce offensively as well.
Two balls and one strike with the bases loaded, nobody out in the top of the fourth. Crowder already one run in this inning, leading 4-2. This one's downstairs, and three balls, one strike, and Chase Voigt has now thrown 86 pitches in the game, 19 this inning, and is it almost time, you think, for Chase to
I would say the pen's going to get active here pretty soon, I would say.
3-1, needing to throw a strike, nowhere to put him. Here's the pitch, a swing and a drive. This one's into left center field, and here comes the bat flip. It is gone, and a grand slam off the bat of Kyle McDonald just breaks this game open. Now 8-2 in the top of the fourth inning. Well, that might have been gone on any day, but no doubt with the wind blowing like it is today.
Yeah, that was hit pretty well, and yeah, you can see he's a big boy. He's got some oppo power to go along with that.
He really does. He's a tall left-handed batter, and to hit one off of a left-handed pitcher probably feels pretty good.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Well, that's going to be a tough day at the office for Chase Boyd. He'll stay in to face this next batter, but like Garrett said, that action of the bullpen's probably going to pick up here pretty soon. Five runs in this inning for the Crowder Rough Riders. And Kyle McDonald now has four home runs on the season, 29 RBIs with that last grand slam. Next batter takes a ball downstairs, 1-0. Well, I don't want to say you're bad luck, but you might be bad luck.
I think so.
Here comes the 1-0, swinging a fly ball off to the right side. It'll go foul. And the batter is Troy Cahill, 1-2, the third baseman. We'll recap the inning here in just a moment. One ball, one strike with nobody down in the top half of the fourth. At least the bases are empty, and, you know, that's something that if you're having a tough inning like that, once you get the bases empty, even if you've just given up a home run to empty those bases, does it make it a little bit easier and simplified after that?
Yeah, it does. You know, you just got to refocus and try to get this first out and, you know, act like the inning's starting all over again. And looked like a good pitch there.
But yeah, couldn't get a call on that pitch. Looked to be right there at the knees, but missed, I guess, a little low. Two balls, two strikes. 8-2, Crowder on top of Mineral Area College. Eight unanswered runs, five this inning, three last inning, as we play in the top half of the fourth inning. Troy Cahill, the batter, and 1-2 today. The kick and the fire from Chase Voigt, swinging a ground ball foul. Let's talk about some other sophomores. Josh Haggerty, I'm sure you're happy to see him back in the lineup after his season ended quickly, about midway through the season with that broken leg.
Yeah, it's real nice to see him back out there running around. Looks like same old Haggerty.
Here comes maybe the first out. Swinging a ground ball to the shortstop. Throw to first is low, but a nice play and a stab at it from Dix over at first base. Roy throws him out. 6-3 on that put out. And now maybe that can get Chase Voigt back on track here. Kyle Blackwell, the designated hitter, will stand in there 1-2 today. Mineral Area being out hit 10-4. The inning started with Peralta reaching base. And that's five straight batters that had reached, scoring five straight runs against Chase Foyt. Ball one, 1-0. Pitch downstairs, 2-0. He doesn't seem to have great velocity. I would imagine, what, low 80s, something
like
that?
Yeah, he's 81, 82 around there.
But that's not going to be his game. He's kind of a location pitcher who can paint, kind of pitch his way.
Yeah, he is. He's a guy that, you know, he's proven in the past that he can get people out throwing that velocity. He can throw it, you know, wherever he wants. And today's a rough day, and I've been a part of games like this where the wind's blowing right in your face, and it feels like you're fighting an uphill battle trying to throw as hard as you can, and the wind seems to knock it down.
Called strike on that 3-0 pitch, and then the next one is a called strike as well to make it 3-2 with one down. You know, for Mineral Area, certainly not out of the game, down by 6 right now, but you're facing a guy in Ben Madison who's making his first start of the season, and although he's been pretty effective today, I think he's a guy that once you string some hits together and with the wind blowing like it is, certainly you can come back from a 6-run deficit.
Yeah, for sure, you know, with the wind blowing like you said, and anything can happen. You put some hits together and one swing can put you right back in the ball game.
3-2 with one down. The last pitch was fouled off, and this one's going to be ball number 4 downstairs, and Blackwell reaches with a one-out walk. 6 of 7 have reached safely this inning, and Drew Riley will come to the plate 2-for-2. Came in batting around 200. He's got a pair of singles today. Here comes Blake Jones, and we can't see the bullpen from here, but I'm assuming he had somebody warming up, and he might be asking for the baseball. Yep. Garrett, you've made that walk out there a time or two, haven't you?
Yeah, you'd rather go out there and pull somebody after a good, you know, 6-7 innings. But you know, Chase is going to bounce back. He's a good pitcher. He's mentally tough, and still a lot of baseball left. You know, and you know how it is with the region tournament, and whoever gets hot at the right time. So he'll have to rebound and get back in Chase Foyt form.
Chase will give way to a right-hander. We'll tell you who the right-hander is when we come back. Mineral Area trails 8-2. It's been a 5-run inning for the crowd of Rough Riders in the top of the fourth. We'll take a 90-second break on AM 800 KRBI.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASE and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
Hi, I'm Bryce Sechrist of the law firm of Williams & Sechrist at Park Hills. We're a local firm, and our attorneys grew up in the area, and we know our clients. We represent clients in many types of law, from family, criminal, bankruptcy, to estate planning. Whatever your legal need, call us at 431-5592. Our firm is a proud supporter of Mineral Area College Athletics.
Call the law firm of Williams & Sechrist in Park Hills for all your legal needs. Remember, the choice of an attorney is an important one and should not be based solely on advertising.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston. Look out! Here comes the throat roll! They have what you like. From a Lambert's double burger to a pulled pork sandwich to golden fried frog legs, and let's not forget about all the white beans a body can stand. Extras and pass-arounds. Well, you're sure to find something you like. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you smell the familiar aroma of down-home food. Oh, and look out! Here comes a throat roll. Hot, gigantic throat rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sykeston.
The new pitcher is Jay Blake from Mineral Area College. He comes to the Cardinals out of Imperial, Missouri. He's a Seckman High School product, and he's going to face Drew Riley to start his action, and the first pitch is outside for ball number one. Kind of a sidewinder type of thrower here, Garrett.
Yeah, he is. We've got a couple over there. I know Lane Spencer's another one. It's just a different look for the hitters. It's kind of tough to pick up.
Drops it down again, swinging a ground ball, softly hit to the second baseman, bobbled by Ryan Bouse. Everybody's safe. You've been a part of these when it rains, it pours.
Yeah, it just seems nothing. Ball's not bouncing our way, and you know, that's something Ryan Bouse usually doesn't commit a whole lot of errors, and something he's got to clear his head, and hopefully the ball gets hit to him again.
Yeah, I'd say 9 out of 10 times he's making that play. I want to talk about his offense a little bit, though. He was good last year offensively. This year he's breaking out, and he could have a special season the way it's shaping up.
Yeah, he's swinging it well, and he's a kid that he works his butt off. He doesn't complain. You know, it's yes or no, sir. And, you know, he was pretty raw coming out of high school. We weren't really sure what to expect out of him, but, man, he's really blossomed to a nice collegiate baseball player.
So Riley's at first, Blackwell's at second. Now Sharon at the plate, 0 for 2, and the first pitch is outside for a ball. And the count is 1 and 0. So you're coaching three sports at Helias.
Yep.
Basketball, football, and baseball. Assistant coach on each. How's it going?
It's going good. You know, I like it up there. It's everybody's been good to me, and you know, it's fun getting back in the high school ranks and you know, making relationships with kids and seeing them succeed.
The 1-0 to the Crowder catcher, swung on and grounded foul, and that's down the third base side, out of play. 1-1. Sharon looking for his first base hit of the day. Crowder, 8 unanswered runs, 3 in the third, 5 here in the fourth, still just one down. We need that inning-ending double play here in the top of the fourth so the bats can come back. This one goes around the zone for a ball. One ball and two balls and one strike, excuse me, is the count with one away. Jay Blake from the stretch, kicks and delivers, swinging a ground ball. This is down the third baseline, but that'll dribble foul, 2-2. How tough is it for a defender to sit through this inning, you know, especially if you're not getting balls hit at you, just trying to stay in the game, stay alive in the game?
Yeah, it is tough. You know, you kind of back on your heels a little bit, and then when the ball does get hit to you, you're kind of surprised. So, you know, he always tells pitchers to work fast. You don't want them to hurry, but you want them to work quick. You know, and with a tough one like this, when they're hitting the ball over the yard, it's kind of tough as a defender.
Two balls, two strikes, and a breaking ball swung on and lifted a mile high into left field, and this one is going to leave the yard. A three-run bomb this time from Jacob Sharon, and now the score 11-2, Crowder Upriders. It could be a breaking ball that was left up in the zone.
Yeah, it was one of those hangers. A good team like Crowder is going to connect on those.
Blackwell, Riley, Sharon all come in to score, 11-2. Crowder on top, and now for Mineral Area, you got to start worrying about the mercy rule, not just trying to come back, but trying to play a full game here in the first game of a doubleheader. Now down by 9 runs, you don't want to give up that 10. This one's going to miss outside for ball number 1. Elvis Peralta at the plate. Peralta led off this inning, so Crowder has batted around. Still just one down. Here's a swing inside out or the other way. One ball and one strike. Final line now on Foyt. He went 3 1/3, gave up 10 hits, 9 runs, 3 walks. Did strike out 7 and hit a batter. 1-1. The Crowder second baseman at the plate. And this one breaks into the zone for a called strike. 1-2. Mineral Area College baseball team, if they would lose this, will drop back to 500 inside Region 16 play, stand at fifth place in the region. Ball 2-2. What do you think about the way they're doing the Region 16 tournament this year? I don't know if you've heard, but they're doing sub-regions where the top 4 teams host for a 3-game series.
Yeah, it's different. You know, that's kind of the consensus of the coaches kind of wanted it that way. There's a few that didn't, obviously, but it's going to be different, you know. And either way, you still got to play good baseball and you still got to win games. You want to be the Region 16 champ, you got to beat, you know, Crowder, Jeffco, Maplewoods, teams like that. So not a whole lot changes. It's just different venue, I guess.
Peralta strikes out swinging facing Blake, so 2 down in the inning with nobody on. And the next batter is Jacob Adams. Jacob Adams takes ball 1-0. You know, I would say it's probably good for the perennial powers like your Jeffcos, your Maplewoods, your Crowders, because it's going to be tough to beat these guys 2 out of 3, whereas when it was a full Region 16 tournament, you know, some of the bottom feeders could steal a game every now and then.
Yeah, you never knew. You know, St. Charles could sneak up and beat somebody and you know, at least give them a good game early on. We've seen that several times in the past, even when I was playing here, you know, 10 years ago. It's something that's going to be a little different, but like I said, you still got to win big games, so.
Ball 2 missed outside, and then the next one fouled off to the left side. The count's going to go 2 balls and 2 strikes. For a team like Mineral Area, who's typically middle of the road in Region 16, you know, I don't know which way I would prefer. I was always a fan of the tournament, but like, I don't know how much it affects them one way or another.
Yeah, I'm not sure. That's something we'll have to find out this year, you know. But I agree. I like the tournament when everybody was together playing in the same venue. You got to see some teams you normally – you know, play against each other that you don't get to see, obviously. And it was fun. It was fun getting all the coaches together and watching good baseball.
Here's a swing and a ground ball up the middle past the diving shortstop and into center field. A base hit. That comes off the bat of Jacob Adams, and he is now 2-for-4 on the day and a hard hit ground ball. Good effort by Alex Roy. Mineral Area getting some guys in today, like Hunter Draffin is catching, giving Logan Bax a game off. And then Alex Roy playing shortstop. That gives Tim Fox a day off. And you guys play so many games that that's kind of necessary.
Yeah, yeah. And Timmy's a little banged up. I guess he got hit a couple times last night.
Yeah, he did.
So he's over there icing up and trying to get healthy.
Did Blake indicate whether he was going to play today at all?
I don't think Tim will play, no.
Okay.
But I'm pretty sure Bax will probably catch the second game here.
Dylan Formby is in the ball game. He had to run for Trey Turner earlier as Trey Turner tweaked his leg rounding first base. So Formby's getting his first at-bat of the game, and he now fouls off the pitch, and the count is 0-1. Dylan Formby is a 294 hitter. And he's played in 30 games. This is his 31st game of the season. He hits a high chopper. That goes over the second baseman, Ryan Bowson, into right center field and all the way to the wall. Adams round second, heads to third. He'll round third and head home. And out of that, Formby is going to get a triple standing up and an RBI and another tough luck base hit that goes over the top of Ryan Bowson.
Yeah, that's one of those you can't do anything about. That ball hopped right in front of the plate and just too tall for Bowson to handle. And Seems like just nothing's going right this inning. I think I need to get off the air.
Yeah.
Something's going on here.
I've seen, I think it was a 17-run inning earlier this year, but it was in favor of Mineral Area.
Yeah.
That was against Central Methodist.
Yeah.
But now a 9-run inning against Mineral Area, and now we've got that 10-run margin. The score 12-2, but still in the top of the fourth inning. Here's a swing and a fly ball. This one deep to right field. Strobel drifting back to the wall, and it's going to bounce. And here is extra bases off the bat of Casey Vaughn. Vaughn drives in another one. Formby scores. The score 13-2.
Yeah. Cardinals trying to find some way to get out of this inning.
Yeah, it's not been a good one, that's for sure. 10 runs in this inning. It's never good when you run out of numbers on your scoreboard over there. It says 0 under the 4.
Yeah.
But it's really 10.
Tough inning.
And a frustrating inning. But the good thing about baseball, and I said this to the coaches last night, Coach Thompson and Coach Jones, is that when you have a tough game like last night's game and like this one is, well, you get to turn around and you get to play again here.
Yep.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, that's a good thing. You can write your errors in one game, and you just got to put it behind you. And this game's not over yet. I've just seen some crazy stuff happen in baseball. You know, you get a few guys on, one big hit, you can turn the game around.
The batter scheduled to be Kyle McDonald here. He hit the grand slam last time up. He's also grounded out to second, struck out swinging. That grand slam, by the way, came this inning. So this is his second at bat. This is a breaking ball in there for a called strike. Right-hander facing a left-hander. Counts 0-1. Still two outs. Mineral Area on their second pitcher. Jay Blake hasn't been much more effective than the starter, though, Chase Foyt today. Foyt was good through his first couple of innings, but once the Crowder lineup had seen him, they started getting to him. There's a ball outside. Good job by Draffin to keep it in front. The runner stays put at second. 1-1. Something about Hal Lowry Field, and I guess it's the way the field kind of sits up here on this hill, but the wind just always blows here, doesn't it?
Yeah, you know, it usually blows in. This is one of the rare days you'll see that the wind's blowing straight out the left.
Swinging a ground ball, base hit, past the diving second baseman. That's going to score Vaughn from second base. The throw comes in, is cut off. They'll try to tag out the runner at first, and they can't do that either. Kyle McDonald with a base hit and the RBI scoring Vaughn, and now Crowder leads 14-2. Just one of those innings where everything's getting through, whether it's hard hit or not. Now, a lot of these have been hard hit. Credit Crowder for that. But even when they're not, you know, we saw the air from Bouse, and you still see some dribblers bounce through. We saw the chopper that got over the head of Bouse. And I don't know what it is about the game of baseball, but you see that quite a bit.
Yeah, it's just a game of momentum, and right now it's all on Crowder's side.
This pitch is going to miss outside to the right-hander, Troy Cahill, the third baseman, 1-for-3 today. So now 11 runs in this inning for Crowder. They've batted around. Jay Blake has thrown 25 pitches since coming in relief, has recorded just the one out. Check on the runner back safely over there is McDonald. Troy Cahill, 243 batter, but 37 RBIs to start the day, which led the team.
There's the 1-0. Swing and a hard hit ground ball. That is foul down the third baseline. Crowder just kind of teeing off right now. Is it, you know, you talk about that momentum, and when you have that in a lineup, is it kind of the same way where you feed off of each other and
yeah.
you just start hitting better because your teammates are hitting
yeah,
better?
Yeah, you see the guy in front of you, you know, put good bats together, and it just kind of snowballs from there, and it's effective. It's or infectious, I guess I should say, and they're doing well, keeping it rolling.
Called strike, one ball and two strikes, and we are one strike away from mercifully ending this top of the fourth inning. Crowder now out hitting Mineral Area 15-4 and leading the game 14-2. Troy Cahill at the plate looking for his second base hit. Traffin sets up low and outside. Here's the pitch. And he hit a spot, but he wouldn't chase and go outside. 2-2. AM 800 KREI, Farmington Park Hills, DeLoge, your home for Mineral Area College Baseball. But it's been a tough day at the old ballpark for the Cardinals today, down by 12 runs. And it's been 14 unanswered runs for Crowder. Here's a swing and a fly ball off to the right side. Back behind us out of play.
And you see even the good pitches that we're throwing off the plate out of the strike zone, they're still spoiling, finding a way to stay alive. And that's just a sign of a good hitter. And, you know, we got to figure out a way to get that pitch and have him roll over or something and get it out and get out of his out of this inning.
Dix holding McDonald on over at first base, and they'll look him back over to first. So Dix was the starting third baseman for most of last year. He started at third base for most of this year, but lately he's been moved over to first base. What do you think the reason is behind that? Just trying to get some other guys some work at third, or is Dix more comfortable at first? Or?
Yeah, I'd say, I don't know. Oh, my.
Swinging a line drive into right field, down for a base hit, and everybody's safe, first and second base. But go ahead, Garrett.
I'd say he's trying to get more kids in the lineup. You know, if they're swinging it well, they see something they like. I think Dix is, you know, just capable of playing third and first. It's kind of the same kind of position. Just don't have to make that long throw, which Dix can handle. It's just trying to get somebody in there that can swing it and trying to put runs on the board.
Now, Blake Jones may have seen enough here of Jay Blake. Jay Blake threw 30 pitches in relief, recorded one out, but his day will be done. We'll see a new pitcher come into the ballgame. It's the top of the fourth still. Crowder leads 14-2. And two on, two out, and due up to the plate for the Crowder Rough Riders will be Blackwell when we come back from this 90-second break on AM 800 KRBI.
Investing in a degree or certificate from Mineral Area College can pay you dividends. It's why we've been serving the surrounding community since 1922. Studies consistently show people who get an education after high school still earn a lot more in their lifetime. Show yourself you care. Invest in your education. Check MAC out at mineralarea.edu or call us at 573-431-4593 because MAC is your next step.
If you're planning to build or buy a new home, or perhaps remodel your existing home, you face many decisions, not the least of which is selecting the right lender. Whether you need a fixed rate or adjustable rate mortgage, a construction or home improvement loan, by choosing New Era Bank, you will be assured you made a great decision. For quality service, low rates, and loan service locally, make that decision today. Call or stop by New Era Bank. You'll be glad you did. New Era Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
New pitcher is a right-hander. It is Alex Hanth for the Mineral Area College Cardinals. He's warming up right now. Garrett Wiggins providing some color commentary for me today here on AM 800 KREI. Mac trails 14-2, 11 runs yielded this inning to the Crowder Rough Runners. Two out and two on. But Alex Hanth, is he a guy that you had some experience with, or was he new
no,
to
no,
the lineup?
Remember Coach Overman recruiting him and stuff. And big kid, got a good arm, a lot of movement, but he's a freshman this year, so.
Yeah, freshman out of Sekman High School, back-to-back Sekman products. He's in relief for Jay Blake. This is the third Mineral Area Cardinal pitcher being used by Blake Jones today. Also, knowing that you have another game today and another game tomorrow, you don't want to run through too many pitchers right here, so at some point somebody's going to have to take one for the team, right?
Yeah, you have to find a way to get some outs, hopefully one pitch out right here, and save some arms for another couple games.
Kyle Blackwell at the plate, and he swings and misses at the first pitch, and the count is 0-1. 14-2, Crowder leads. The inning started off with Peralta taking a walk. Peralta has batted twice in this inning. And this is the second at bat of the inning for Kyle Blackwell as well. 0-1 the count. Here's the pitch to Blackwell, downstairs and out. 1-1. Elf Mineral Area can't come back from this. They will drop to 5-5 in Region 16 and 16-15 overall. And they're playing good baseball, 12-15 coming into the series. Here's the 1-1. That's going to miss outside, 2-1. Mineral Area finally got some home cooking, got to play some home games, started putting some wins together. Those Mississippi road trips at the beginning of your season and down south road trips, those are tough.
Yeah, they are. You play good baseball down there, and teams are well polished, and they get a little different weather than we get, especially your Florida schools, and a lot of them can practice year round. So, it's good for us to get down there and play good competition, and that way you're ready to go when Region 16 starts.
Swing and a miss on that last breaking ball puts the count at 2-2, two on, two out. Breaking ball again, and can't get the call on that. Ball three, three balls and two strikes. Maybe went around the zone on the breaking pitch.
Yeah.
I think you wanted that one.
Yeah,
didn't you?
A little sympathy strikeout there would be nice.
And the count runs full, so the runners can be off on this next pitch. McDonald and Cahill from first and second base. There they go. Here's the pitch. Swing and a pop fly. Foul territory down the left side. Stockley going to give it a look, but can't get there in time. And the inning still continues.
It's another one of those spoiled pitches. It was a good pitch off the zone. Crowder's still finding a way to stay alive and keep the bat going.
With a 12-run lead, you don't want to give in. You still want to fight and battle and grind these at-bats out and, keep that momentum going. There's never really too much cushion, is there?
Yeah, if you don't, you put yourself in a slump. It could take one bad swing or one bad at-bat.
Foul ball, swing on that last pitch. Keeps the count full at three balls and two strikes. 16 hits for the crowd of Rough Riders, just four for Mineral Area College. Seems like Mineral Area hasn't batted in the last hour.
Yeah.
In fact, has Mineral Area batted since you've joined me?
They have not. No.
I think that's just been the half inning.
I guess they called ball four on that.
McDonald and Cahill. Yeah, the bases are loaded, so I guess they did. And that puts Blackwell at first base, so Drew Riley is the batter. 2-for-3 today. Riley actually reached on an error his last time up. That was the ground ball to Ryan Bouse. Here's the next. Another one that goes around the plate on the breaker, so the count is 1-1. Still two outs. The wind whips towards left center field. And here's the next. Swinging a foul ball. Inside out of the other way. You have a lot of experience here at Hal Lowry Field. Typically the wind blows in. Have you ever seen it blow this much out?
Oh, man. Maybe a couple days. It's always during practice, never during a game. So this is one of those special days here that the wind's kind of blowing out of the north, northeast a little bit, and it's howling. It don't take much to get it out of here with the wind blowing like this.
One ball, two strikes. Here's the two-out pitch with the bases loaded. Swinging a ground ball, and that's through for another base hit. Here comes McDonald. He'll score. They'll send home Cahill as well. Two RBIs on the ground ball single off the bat of Drew Riley. He is now 3-for-4 and has reached base safely every time he's been to the plate to score 16-2. Yeah, Garrett, I'm going to have to ask you to leave.
It's one and done for me. This is something else.
16-2, 13 runs in this inning. And all you can do is just kind of shake your head at this point,
Yeah, it's just one of those things, You see it every now and then, even in the major leagues, you see a game that just gets out of control, and you just got to do what you can to salvage the rest of the game and hopefully take it into the next one and get a win.
Jacob Chiron takes a strike, and the count's 0-1, and one batter away from going through the order twice this inning. Ball downstairs, one ball, one strike. If Peralta comes up, it would be his third at bat of the inning. 1-1. Blackwell at second, Riley at first. The 1-1 pitch is up high for ball two. So you played some baseball. You ever played in a game like this?
Oh, yeah.
Winning side, losing side?
Yeah. I've been on the receiving end and the winning end. It's a tough one. It's tough to handle.
2-1 in there for a strike, 2-2. And how does it affect the psyche, say, if you are playing a doubleheader going into the second game? Is it easy to forget something like that, or does it kind of carry over?
You'd like to think it doesn't, but it just depends on the individual, really.
Swing and a pop fly, but let's see what the wind does to this. It's going into center field. Long run for Josh Haggard. He dives. He gets a glove on it, and he holds on for a Sports Center highlight reel type of catch there. What a play from Josh Haggard.
Yeah, that's tough. That's a normal pop fly, everyday routine, and with this wind blowing, it's almost, people listening, they might not understand, but it's blowing today, and it's tough to do anything.
So the inning finally comes to an end. Josh Haggard sends us to the bottom of the fourth inning. 13 runs on 11 hits, one error, and Crowder leads 16-2 over Mineral Area College. The Cardinals bat in the bottom of the fourth in 1 minute on AM 800 KREI.
Mow, mow, mow your yard faster than before. Mow, mow, mow your hay better than before.
More mouse. What are you singing now?
Dirt Diva, mow, mow, mow.
Who's mow?
Mow who? I don't know. I said mow, like vroom, vroom, mow. It's time for everybody to start thinking about mowing their yards with sweet Husser Z-Turn mowers. And in time to cut hay with Vermeer, Case H, and Woods equipment. And I've set some super sweet rock bottom prices with 0% on most of mowers and equipment.
More man, I can set even better pricing, like rock and rock bottom.
Call me today, More Man. I'll have you mowing and rolling.
Fliggs Equipment, Highway 32, St. Genevieve.
24/7, Fliggs.com.
Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family.
Well, Ben Madison comes back out for the bottom of the fourth inning. Mineral Area College, they've got some work to do. Down 16-2, 8-9-1 in the order due up. Garrett Wiggins alongside for the color commentary today, former Mineral Area College pitching coach. And as a pitching coach, look at Ben Madison. He had to sit for a long time. I'm sure he was trying to stay up and stay active. But how tough is it for a pitcher when your offense does that well for you that they bat around nearly twice to have to come back out there after that long layoff?
I don't know if I've ever been a part of that, batting that long. But you can't get stiff and kind of lose command a little bit. So hopefully that's what happened.
Here comes Alex Roy at the plate. He takes a swing and a miss at the first pitch from Ben Madison, and the count is 0-1. Roy is 0-1, the Cardinal shortstop. Here's the next swing and a tapper foul down the first baseline. 0-2. Well, Mineral Area will have the bottom of the fourth and then the bottom of the fifth to try to get it back to within inside of 10 runs, or else this game will end after five innings of play due to the mercy rule. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, reaching for it, strikeout, and the catcher makes the tag as he didn't catch the ball cleanly, and down goes Roy. And that's tough to see after that big, huge inning that Crowder just had where they scored 13 runs. Your first batter of the next inning goes down to three pitches.
Yeah, that is tough. Some you want to kind of eat away at the lead, you got to have base runners. Striking out's obviously not going to do that.
Hunter Draffin sacrificed his last time up. He bats for the second time, takes the first pitch in there for a called strike from Ben Madison. Ben Madison, what have you thought about him so far today? He's looked pretty good, gave up a couple of runs early, but seems pretty effective.
Yeah, watching him early, I thought we got some really good at-bats off of him, and, thought it was going to be one of those days where we were going to hold our own at the plate, but, he's kind of settled in and been a little bit effectively wild. He's kind of been around the zone a little bit, and he's got good stuff, that's for sure.
The 1-1 pitch caught the outer corner for a called strike. 1-2. One away in the bottom of the fourth inning, drafting the 9-hole hitter at the plate for Mineral Area College. Chase Erhan will follow him up. There's the 1-2 offering from Madison, up high and inside. Ball two. Evens us up, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Cape Notre Dame puts out some good products. Josh Haggard was one of them. And then were you around for the recruiting process of Chase Erhan?
Yeah, I actually went down there and signed Chase. It's almost weird, if you don't really focus, they kind of look alike, act alike, and swing alike.
A little bit.
Yeah, they do almost twins almost.
Here's the 2-2 pitch. Probably should have been called strike three, but missed for a ball. 3 balls and 2 strikes with one away on Hunter Draffin. And, for Chase Erhan, he's been a guy at the top of the order. I said this last night. He's leading you in home runs right now. And he could really hit anywhere in the order, but he's so valuable at the top. Ground ball to the shortstop, and he'll throw him out over at first, 6-3 on that foot out. But would you agree that he could pretty much hit? He could probably hit 3 or 4 for you if you needed him to.
Oh, yeah, for sure. He's a guy that's, you bat him top of the lineup, hoping he gets more at bats than the two or three hole. Sometimes it works out like that. Sometimes they get the same, but he can definitely hit for power or hit for average, whatever he needs to.
Struck out swinging and flied out, popped up to the third baseman, two at bats today. This is his third, and he takes ball one outside, 1-0. But yeah, leads the team in home runs. Started the day with a .310 batting average. Here's the 1-0 pitch downstairs, 2-0. I really think this Mineral Area lineup, especially the top four hitters in this lineup, probably as good as anybody in Region 16. Maybe the full depth of the lineup, not as good as some of the other teams, but 1 through 4, I don't know if there's anybody better.
Yeah, they're pretty deadly. And you just catch them on a bad day today, but they've kids that have proven themselves in high school and come up and been effective for us right away.
Swinging a ground ball foul down the first baseline, puts the count at 2-1. You know, and I liked how Grant Dix, his bat has come to life a little bit more this year. Good defensive player last year and hit well at times, but this year he's hitting over .300, seems to be a little bit more confident offensively. 2-1 pitch is inside, look out. That'll get back to the screen. Didn't hit him. Ball three. And then Logan Bax, we already talked about how his offense has come along this year. And guys like Hayden Struble, Kellen Stockley, they've been pretty solid as well, rounding out the bottom of the order. Ball four misses, so Erhan's aboard over at first base with two out in the bottom of the fourth inning, and it's Logan Bax at the plate. 2 for 2 and two doubles today for Logan. His last double, you probably noticed, that was a wind-aided double off the left center field wall, wasn't it?
Yeah, we've kind of been talking to each other the last couple of years about if he ever was going to hit a home run. I said that was your chance right there, bud, and it hit off the hit off the wall. My side of the bet still winning. So
he fouls off the first pitch he sees here, and the count's 0-1. He's got the shin protector on the lead foot as he bats for the left side. He swings and lines one through the right side of the infield and into right field for a base hit. Back-to-back have reached for Mineral Area College.
You know, Logan swinging the bat well. It's good to see.
3 for 3 day for him today. Hitting over .400 on the season. And Ryan Bowles, he'd like to atone for that error that he made in the top half of this inning, 1 for 2. But the way he swings the bat, he more than atones for any error he makes. Reached on a fielder's choice last time up, doubled to left field the first time up. Did you guys anticipate him being this good offensively when you signed him?
You know, it's weird because, you know, Coach Overman has a pretty good eye for hitters and ball players in general. And I really wasn't quite sure, but, man, I got proved wrong. Bowles has been, you know, pretty extraordinary. He's what you call a ball player. He's not fancy. He's not going to wow you with a lot of stuff, but he's going to put the ball on the bat and he's kind of a coach's dream out there. You want 9 guys just like him if you could, and he's been really, really well for us.
Breaking ball that missed, but Bowles apparently had his bat head go through the zone. Check swing, called a strike, 0-1 the count with 2 down. Erhan at second base. Bax is over at first base. Cardinals trailing 16-2. Swinging a weak roller to the third baseman. Up with it. Cahill throws to first. It's high, but going up high to get it. McDonald, Mineral Area strands 2 base runners. And the score 16-2 Crowder as we go to the fifth. What could be the final inning in 1 minute on AM 800 KRBI.
Accidents happen, even to the best drivers. When you need a repair, call Crown Collision. They're a preferred provider with many insurance companies. They handle your rental. And if a rental's unavailable, they'll arrange for a loaner car. Fill out the paperwork. Do your repair quickly and detail your vehicle so it looks new. It's simple. Just hand them the keys.
This is Ron Akers. Accidents do happen, and when it happens to you, Crown Collision is a great place to start. Crown Collision, it's your vehicle and your choice. Just hand us the keys.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASE and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
Two Tough day for the Mineral Area College Cardinals, down 16-2 on their home field. Second game of a four-game series against the Crowder Rough Riders inside a Region 6 team. Crowder scored 13 runs in that fourth to go along with their three in the third to have a 14-run advantage. We say thank you to Garrett Wiggins, who stopped by and provided some color commentary for us here today. He decided he's given enough bad luck to the Cardinals, so he stepped away, but it was good to see him, former Mineral Area College pitching coach, and he's provided color commentary for us before here at Regional Radio. Elvis Peralta will stand in. Batted twice in that fourth inning, and came close to batting a third time. And he's going to swing and miss the first pitch from Alex Hanft to start the top of the fifth. It'll be Peralta, then back to the top of the order with Adams, and then Formby. Vaughn, if anybody can reach for Crowder. Here's the 0-1 pitch, and it is downstairs. One ball and one strike. Give you some numbers on some of these pitchers for Mineral Area College today, as Hanft is the fourth that they have used. Jay Blake went a third of an inning, gave up six hits, seven runs. Only one of them earned, though, and struck out a batter. And then Hanft so far has pitched a third of an inning, allowed one hit and one walk. One ball, two strikes after a foul ball. And here's the next. Breaking ball around the zone again, missing outside, 2-2. Nobody on, nobody out here in the top of the fifth inning. Chase Foyt in danger of taking the loss if Mineral Area can't mount a serious comeback, and he would fall two games below 500 if they do not. Ben Teeter is taking over at first base, swinging a ground ball to the first baseman Teeter, and he is going to dig it out and run to the bag for the three unassisted put out, one away in the top of the fifth. The numbers for Ben Madison, the only Crowder pitcher. Four innings of work, five hits, two runs, both of them earned, a walk, seven strikeouts, and a hit batter today. He's been pretty good. Alex Hanft facing Jacob Adams. Adams 2-for-4. Takes a strike. 0-1. Next one, two-seam fastball, breaks outside, 1-1. RBI totals for the Crowder Rough Riders today, 5 for Kyle McDonald. He had a grand slam to help those totals out. Pitch outside, ball 2-1. Turner with one driven in, Formby with one driven in as well. Vaughn with 3 RBIs, Riley with 3, and Sharon with 3 RBIs today. Mineral Area College has gotten an RBI from Bowson, an RBI from Dix. One ball, two strike, pitch outside and low, 2-2. But again, Dix has been replaced by Ben Teeter over at first base. And the next one downstairs, backhanded by Giraffin. Puts the count full at 3-2 with one away in the top of the fifth inning. Alex Hanft kicks and delivers. Swinging a ground ball to the shortstop. Up with it, Roy. He'll throw across the diamond and in time for the 6-3 put out. Two away, and good for Mineral Area College to retire consecutive batters. It's been a long time in this game since they've been able to do that. I guess that dates back to the third inning. And now Dylan Formby. Pinch ran for Trey Turner an inning ago when Trey Turner was injured rounding first base, and then got on at bat that same inning, and he was able to triple to right field, scoring a run. It was a chopper that got over the head of Ryan Baus and found the right center field gap and got all the way to the wall. Ball 1-0. Mineral Area's last chance will be the bottom of the fifth inning. Here's a swing and a line drive into center field, and this Formby dude can swing the bat. It's down for a base hit. He's 2-for-2 today, a double and a home run short of the cycle in just two plate appearances. Two outs, and it puts the lineup at the number 3 spot for Casey Vaughn. 3-for-4 and 5 RBIs today, including a 2-run home run, a single and a double. He's a triple short of the cycle. He's also struck out swinging. But let's see if they maybe pull Vaughn. Is this a new batter that we have in there? Nope, it's still Casey Vaughn, and he swings and misses. 0-1. Crowder trying to let their slugger, left fielder, hit for that cycle today. We'll see if he can do it. I bet if he hits an extra base hit, he'll be going for 3, with the score being what it is. Pitch downstairs for a ball, 1-1. Formby on over at first base, being held on by Ben Teeter. From the stretch, Hanft brings it home, and it's in there for a called strike, 1-2. A think for Crowder, everybody in their lineup has been able to get a base hit today. Everybody but Peralta. One ball, two strike pitch is fouled off. Back behind us. Stays at 1-2 with two down. Alex Hanft, 34 pitches in relief. It's Mineral Area on the down end of a drubbing 16-2 in the top half of the fifth inning. Coming set, Hanft kicks, fires. Downstairs, good block again by Draffin. Draffin's done a good job defensively today. Two balls, two strikes. Casey Vaughn with his three RBIs. Now has seven home runs on the season. Here's the 2-2. Swing and a line drive into center field. It's sinking and drops in front of Josh Haggerty. Runners at first and second base. Back-to-back base hits. He didn't get the triple, but a 4-for-5 day for Casey Vaughn today. Now it's up to Kyle McDonald. McDonald with a grand slam. He's also singled, grounded out to second, and struck out looking. Five RBIs for the Crowder first baseman. One of the windiest days, maybe the windiest days I've ever broadcast a baseball game, and it comes on one of the nicer days. Beautiful sunshiny day outside. Here's the pitch, swing and a miss. Fastball got past him. 0-1. And it's a kind of a cool day as well, so when the wind blows, it's cold. Especially if you're sitting in one spot. The count 0-1 on Kyle McDonald. Looking for his third base hit. Sixth, seventh, and eighth RBI of the day if he would hit a home run. Ball inside and low. 1-1. That grand slam for Kyle McDonald was his fourth home run of the year. He now has 30 RBIs on the season. One ball, one strike. Hanft waits a while, but then finally brings it home. Fastball over below. A generous strike was actually called, so it's 1-2. Nobody complaining here. 16-2 the score. Crowder going to drop Mineral Area back to 500 in Region 16 play and move him into fifth place. Here's a swing in an opposite field fly ball. Chase Erhan started back, but then comes in and makes the catch. Crowder strands two, but they lead by 14. 16-2. Mineral Area's last chance to extend this ball game coming up in 1 minute on AM 800 KRBI.
Hi, I'm Bryce Sechrist of the law firm of Williams & Sechrist at Park Hills. We're a local firm, and our attorneys grew up in the area, and we know our clients. We represent clients in many types of law, from family, criminal, bankruptcy, to estate planning. Whatever your legal need, call us at 431-5592. Our firm is a proud supporter of Mineral Area College Athletics.
Call the law firm of Williams & Sechrist in Park Hills for all your legal needs. Remember, the choice of an attorney is an important one and should not be based solely on advertising.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston.
Look out! Here comes the throat roll! They have what you like. From a Lambert's double burger to a pulled pork sandwich to golden fried frog legs, and let's not forget about all the white beans a body can stand. Extras and pass-arounds. Well, you're sure to find something you like. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you smell the familiar aroma of down-home food. Oh, and look out! Here comes the throat roll! Hot, gigantic throat rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sykeston.
Mineral Area looking like they're going to drop the first two games of a four-game series to the Crowder Rough Riders this weekend. Two more games still to go. The Cardinals play in the bottom of the fifth inning, down 16-2, and due up in the order 4, 5, and 6, which would be Haggerty, Teeter, and then Strobel. Teeter in there for Grant Dix. Josh Haggerty will indeed hit to start us off, facing Ben Madison, who's just now going to throw pitch number 70 in the game. Hags is 0-for-2 today. He's made a diving catch in center field on what any other day would be a routine fly ball. Here comes a swing and a drive into right center field, and Josh Haggerty has just left the yard for a solo shot. Josh Haggerty now 1-for-3 on the day and gets Mineral Area a little bit closer, 16-3. Haggerty deposits his second home run of the season. I don't think he needed the wind on that one. That was a no-doubt pull shot for a home run from Josh Haggerty. The score now is 16-3. Here's Ben Teeter at the plate, and actually they'll hit for him. New batter is number 35 for the Mineral Area Cardinals. That is Logan Winder. Logan Winder, a Farmington Knight, and he is set to get the start on the hill for game number two here today. Mineral Area needs four more runs to extend this game. Here's a swing and a ground ball to the second baseman, underhanded by Peralta to first. 4-3 on that put out, one away. One pitch and one out right there. Brings up the sixth spot in the order. Hayden Strobel. Strobel will indeed hit there. Strobel's 0 for 1 today. Hit by a pitch last time up, struck out looking the time before that. Facing Ben Madison, who's now given up three runs in the game. Check swing, but did not go through the zone. The ball misses and dribbles back to the backstop, 1-0. Crowder's going to move really into second place after this game. Of course, it's all going to depend on how everybody else does this weekend. 5-2 for Jeffco, 5-2 for St. Louis inside Region 16. Both teams are in action today. Swinging a ground ball down the third baseline. But immediately following this game, Crowder's going to go to 7-3 inside Region 16. Be right up there with Maplewoods. Mineral Area will need to win the next two games and split the series. Swing and a fly ball into left center field. Long run for the center fielder. A diving effort, but comes up empty. It rolls to the wall. Hayden Strobel is rounding first, heading for second, and he's thinking about three, but he'll stop midway between second and third base. A one-out double from Hayden Strobel today. His first base hit. Well, the Mineral Area bats heating up maybe a little bit too late, but hopefully it carries over into game number two. Because, again, the Cardinals still need four runs this inning just to extend it. And now here's Ben Teeter at the plate, part of a double switch for the Mineral Area Cardinals. Took over at first base, but hitting in the seven spot for Cullen Stockley. Left-hander facing the right-handed hitter. And the pitch is just outside for ball number one to Mr. Teeter. Teeter can swing the bat and hit it a long way, but also is prone to the strikeout. He's up to 19 strikeouts on the year, and that leads the team, and he has far less at-bats than everybody else, 53 at-bats on the season. This is his 54th. Next pitch catches the corner for a called strike, 1-1 with Strobel out there at second base. Ben Madison trying to make short work of the Cardinals today and end this game after five. This one's inside. Kind of broke back over the plate late. Looked like it did, but called the ball. 2-1. I think that late break was maybe not in time to be called a strike. Mineral Area, two runs in that first, one run in the fifth. Down 16-3. Ben Teeter hitting for the first time today. Swings and misses. That pitch tied him up, 2-2. Alex Roy on deck for the Cardinals. Chase Foyt in line to take the loss today. He would drop to 3-5. And then Ben Madison set to get his first win of the day. Here's a swing and a line drive into left field and caught. And that's by Casey Vaughn. Staying put at second base, Strobel. So Ben Teeter has been retired. Roy, the shortstop. Last chance for the Cardinals to extend it. Roy's 0-2. Struck out swinging twice today. Last time it was on three pitches. It's in there for Tim Fox. Good information from Garrett Wiggins letting us know that the reason Fox didn't start this game was because of the two hit-by-pitches yesterday. A little bit sore. Going to give him a break and let Fox have a chance. Checks his swing here, but the pitch is called a strike on a breaking ball, 0-1. The wind has been blowing out to center or left center all game long, and now it shifts a bit and is blowing out toward right center. One constant, though, has been blowing out. Pitch low and outside for a ball. Seen a few home runs today. Josh Haggerty has hit his second home run of the season. Casey Vaughn has hit his seventh home run of the season. And McDonald has hit his 24th of the year. And that was a grand slam. The 1-1 pitch with two down in the bottom of the fifth inning. Alex Roy watches a breaking ball. Tight one in there for a strike. 1-2, right at the belt. So Roy's got to be ready to go to extend this game. Down in the count, one ball, two strikes. Strobel standing on second. Stretches out his lead. Ben Madison will throw home pitch number 84. Will it be the final pitch of the game? Here it comes. A breaking ball, swing and a miss, and that's going to do it. Roy strikes out for the third time today, and via the mercy rule, Mineral Area falls to Crowder by the final score of 16-3. Cardinals drop to 16-15, 5-5 in Region 16 play. Crowder's now 20-16. And 7-3 inside the region. We'll take a 2-minute break, come back with a post-game wrap-up on AM 800 KRBI.
Investing in a degree or certificate from Mineral Area College can pay you dividends. It's why we've been serving the surrounding community since 1922. Studies consistently show people who get an education after high school still earn a lot more in their lifetime. Show yourself you care. Invest in your education. Check MAC out at mineralarea.edu or call us at 573-431-4593. Because MAC is your next step.
If you are planning to build or buy a new home, or perhaps remodel your existing home, you face many decisions, not the least of which is selecting the right lender. Whether you need a fixed rate or adjustable rate mortgage, a construction or home improvement loan, by choosing New Era Bank, you will be assured you made a great decision. For quality service, low rates, and loan service locally, make that decision today. Call or stop by New Era Bank. You'll be glad you did. New Era Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Mow, mow, mow your yard faster than before. Mow, mow, mow your hay better than before.
More Mouse, what are you singing now?
Dirt Diva, mow, mow, mow.
Who's mow?
Mow who? I don't know. I said mow, like vroom, vroom, mow. It's time for everybody to start thinking about mowing their yards with sweet Husser Z-Turn mowers. And in time to cut hay with Vermeer, Case H, and Woods equipment. And I've set some super sweet rock bottom prices with 0% on most of mowers and equipment.
More man, I can set even better pricing, like rock and rock bottom.
Call me today, More Man. I'll have you mowing and rolling.
Fliggs Equipment, Highway 32, St. Genevieve.
24/7fliggs.com.
Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family.
MAC baseball falls today to the Crowder Rough Riders 16-3 in Game 2 of a four-game series at home this weekend. Mineral Area took a 2-0 lead after the first inning, held that lead until the third when Crowder scored three runs. We're up 3-2, and then the fourth inning, it all came apart. 13 Crowder runs in that fourth inning, and they win it 16-3. Mineral Area got one there in the bottom of the fifth on the Josh Haggerty home run. Let's run down some stats as we wait for a final thought from assistant coach Jordan Thompson in this post-game interview. Let's start with the pitching lines. Ben Madison, he goes five innings in his first start of the season and gets his first win. He's now 1-1 on the year, gave up seven hits, three runs, all of them earned, one walk, eight strikeouts today. He threw 84 pitches, 56 of those were for strikes. Chase Boyd takes the loss, and he struggled, got through the lineup pretty well the first time, but the second and third times through, it really came unraveled for him. 3 1/3 innings of work, 10 hits, 9 runs, all of them earned, 3 walks and 7 strikeouts. Jay Blake recorded 1 out in relief, but gave up 6 hits, 7 runs, 1 of those were earned, and a strikeout. And then Hampt, 1 1/3 innings of work in relief, and pitched pretty well, 3 hits allowed, but no runs, and did issue a walk. Chase Foyt threw 100 pitches, 64 for strikes. Blake threw 30 pitches, 18 for strikes. And Hampt threw 40 pitches, 24 for strikes. Offensive numbers for Crowder. Everybody except Peralta was able to get a base hit. Adams 2-for-5, 2 runs scored today and a strikeout. Turner was 2-for-2, 1 run scored and an RBI. Formby ran for him and then hit for him the next two times because Turner was injured. Formby was awesome, 2-for-2 with 2 runs scored and an RBI. He had a triple. Casey Vaughn was 4-for-5 with 3 runs scored and 3 RBIs today, including a 2-run home run. McDonald was 2-for-5 with 2 runs scored and 5 RBIs, including a grand slam. Cahill, 2-for-4 with a run scored and a strikeout. Blackwell was 1-for-2 with 2 runs scored, a couple of walks. Riley, 3-for-4 today with a run scored and 3 RBIs. Sherron was 1-for-4 with a run scored, 3 RBIs and 2 strikeouts. And then Peralta was 0-for-2, 1 run scored and a couple of walks. Everybody reached base safely today for the Crowder Rough Riders. Extra base hits for Crowder. Turner with a double. Vaughn with a double. Blackwell with a double. Formby with a triple. Vaughn, McDonald, and Sherron all with home runs here today. Mineral Area College, Chase Erhan was 0-for-2, and we'll finish that thought after we talk with Jordan Thompson, assistant Mineral Area College baseball coach. Coach, it was a windy day, and one horrendous inning led to your downfall, losing 16-3 to another good hitting team today.
Yeah, it was. It was a rough day for us. Obviously, coming in today, we could tell the wind was going to be bad. Thought there'd be a lot of runs scored, and we couldn't do that on offense, and they did, so that was the outcome.
First time through the lineup, Chase Boyd, pretty solid, doing his job. Struck out 7 batters, but second time through the lineup, I think they were patient, kind of waited on that off-speed pitch, and they really started to get to him there in the 3rd and 4th inning.
Yeah, they got some big bats, man. They really do. The wind changed a lot for our defense. I realize our outfield, they're playing at the wall, and they just kept dropping line drives in, line drive after line drive. Man, they did a really good job. And then the few home runs they hit, it made a difference. And it seemed like that inning we just couldn't get an out. Pitching couldn't get it done, so hopefully we can get back to the next one and find a way to win one.
How frustrating was that? Because most of that 4th inning they were hitting the ball hard, but even when they weren't, there'd be an error or there'd just be a little seeing eye single or something would drop in or a foul ball would fall because of the crazy wind. I mean, that was a frustrating
inning. It is, yeah. It's really hard to sit back and watch an inning like that. It's hard to be on the other side of one. And just like you said, the longer guys are out there, especially defensive players that aren't making any plays at that time, pitch after pitch, hit after hit, you kind of get lazy. You don't realize it. You get in a bad rhythm. You might stop moving your feet. Next thing you know, you kick a ball here and there. Then they hit a home run, and it changes quick.
Bright spot, Logan Bax has been swinging the bat well for you. He's been moved up to the 2 spot in the lineup I've seen. He was 3-for-3 today, and his double was wind-aided, I know, but he had another true double and a single after that.
He did, he had a good day for us. Yeah, he continues to hit for us. He plays really well. He's a leader on this team, and hopefully he can get us going, get a few other guys hitting, and we'll be back at it.
Is it easy to put this one behind you, kind of wash your hands of it and get ready for game 2?
Yeah, you have to. It's hard to forget, but you got to just move on and realize we got another game today and one tomorrow, and we still got a chance to split. So it's still early in the year. You know, we look forward to getting better every day, and hopefully it pays off.
Logan Winder in game 2, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yep.
Obviously, he's seen how well Crowder has swung the bats in these first 2 games. What is he going to need to do here to kind of turn the tide?
He has, and I hope he don't think on that too much. He's a good arm. He throws the ball hard, and he has 2 really good off-speed pitches. He's definitely got to keep the ball down, and he's got to mix up, which he does a really good job at, but I hope that the wind doesn't get in his head. There's going to be balls hit hard, and there's going to be cap shots that fly out, you know, but you got to step back on the mound, next pitch attitude, and get right back at it.
Have you ever been in a game as windy as this one? I know the wind's always blowing here, but today was crazy.
Yeah, I don't know. We were talking about it before the game, and I really don't think I have. I saw there were 40-mile-per-hour gusts, so I've been in some windy games, but, man, taking BP today, you could just tell ball was flying 40, 50, 60 feet over the wall, and you don't see that happen very much. So, yeah, I would have to say this is probably the worst I've seen it.
All right, we'll see what happens in game 2, and then it's game 3 and then game 4 tomorrow. Good luck the rest of the series, Coach.
Yep, thank you.
Jordan Thompson here on KREI. With that, we'll run down the rest of the Mineral Area College stats, and then we'll sign it off here from Hal Lowry Field in Park Hills. Chase Erhan at the top of the order went 0-for-2 with a walk. Logan Max, 3-for-3 with a couple of doubles and a run scored today. Ryan Bounce was 1-for-3 with a run scored and an RBI. Josh Haggerty, 1-for-3 with a run scored on RBI. That was a home run. Grant Dix was 1-for-2 with his 16th RBI in the season. Ben Teeter, 0-for-1 hitting for him. Logan Winder was 0-for-1 in a pinch hitting role as well. Hayden Strobel's 1-for-2 with a double. Colin Stockley, 0-for-2 with a couple of strikeouts. Roy was 0-for-3 with 3 strikeouts today. And Draffin was 0-for-1 with a sacrifice. Some extra base hits for Mineral Area, 2 doubles for Bax, a double for Bouse, and a double for Strobel. Home run went to Josh Haggerty. Singles belong to Bax and Dix today. We've already given you the pitching lineup. Now it's just time to crown our Unico Bank player of the game. And unfortunately for the second game in a row. We cannot give it to a Mineral Area College Cardinal. We've got to give it to Casey Vaughn and Kyle McDonald. They combined for 8 RBIs today. Between the two of them, they went 6-for-10 with 8 RBIs, 2 home runs. McDonald had the big grand slam as well. They are Unico Bank players of the game. Unico Bank cares about you like family. Unico Bank, banking with people like you. Once again, Crowder's going to move to 20-16. Mineral Area now 16-15. Cardinals 5-5 in the region. Crowder 7-3 in Region 16 play. They'll continue the series a little bit later on today. Here in just a few minutes, they'll get ready for game number 3, and then they'll play game number 4 tomorrow. We will not carry the games, so this is going to do it for us this weekend on AM 800 KREI. Special thanks to Blake Jones for the pregame thoughts and Jordan Thompson for the postgame thoughts, assistant coach for Mineral Area College. Garrett Wiggins, former Mineral Area assistant coach, for providing a little bit of color commentary today. And Christian Cooper back at the radio station, engineering and operating. Until next time, I'm Glenn Johnson for Regional Radio Sports. Enjoy your weekend.
Accidents happen, even to the best drivers. When you need a repair, call Crown Collision. They're a preferred provider with many insurance companies. They handle your rental, and if a rental's unavailable, they'll arrange for a loaner car. Fill out the paperwork, do your repair quickly, and detail your vehicle so it looks new. It's simple. Just hand them the keys.
This is Ron Akers. Accidents do happen, and when it happens to you, Crown Collision is a great place to start. Crown Collision, it's your vehicle and your choice. Just hand us the keys.